What's going on, real ass fans? This is the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez. Did you know that we do this show live twice a week, every Monday and Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern? You can watch the show live exclusively at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Gas Digital members not only get the live stream, but you also get the video version of the show, live chat, archived episodes, plus brand new episodes 5 days before they go to Google Play, iTunes, or anywhere else. We've also got a bunch of other great shows on the network, like The Joss the Show, Legion of Skanks, Bruce Buffer's It's Time, and brand new, starting right now, Believe You Me, with UFC middleweight champion Michael the Count Bisping. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com. When you check out, use the promo code RAP, and you save $1 on monthly membership. Plus, you get a 14-day free trial to see if you like it. That's just $6 per month. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com. Promo code RAP when you check out. And even if you can't subscribe for the exclusive content, you can still help us out by going to iTunes right now, subscribing for free for the audio version, leaving us a positive review and a 5-star ranking. Thanks for listening. Keep being a real ass dude.
Hi, everyone. This is Bruce Buffer, and I'm inviting you to tune in to my new podcast on Gas Digital Network. It's Time! We talk about everything on It's Time. UFC, movies, current events, sex, drugs, rock and roll. You name it, we talk about it because we talk about what you think about but may be afraid to voice. Don't worry, we'll voice it for you. We are available free every week, also on video on Gas Digital Network. Check us out on iTunes and SoundCloud. Why? It's time!
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
Oh, shit, niggas. What's up? It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez. Bruh, bruh, all day, bitches. It's Wednesday. It's May 30th. It's the last... May 31st? May 31st. It's the last day of May, baby. Last day of May. It should be a holiday.
What about the first day of June?
Nah, it ain't shit, man. Well, it's Rabbit Rabbit Day. The first of the month, every month is Rabbit Rabbit Day. If you guys don't know, we talked about this last month. First of the month, remember tomorrow, guys, if you're listening to live, you wake up, open your eyes. First thing you say, before you do anything else, you do not say another fucking word. You say Rabbit Rabbit, and then you have good luck for the month.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
I've been doing it my whole life.
Scientifically proven.
Look it up. It's Rabbit Rabbit Day. Some people just say rabbits.
Right. So it's like when Lewis's landlord knocks on his door, Lewis goes, "Hey, rabbit, rabbit." The guy goes, "No, the rent. I want the, it's the first.
Rabbit, rabbit?
Give me the rent."
All I say is rabbit, rabbit on June 1st.
I'll do it.
Is it tied to anything? Like, do you have any idea why?
It's probably some old fucking Welsh thing. I feel like the Welsh
just pull that out
have
of your ass.
Stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Welsh really are. Like, Wales is like a little subdivision in England slash fucking.
Yeah.
It's like Connecticut. It's like the Connecticut of the England area, right?
Yeah.
So I don't really get it. It's their thing, but, you know, some fucking...
Rabbit, rabbit.
I don't think it is, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because it's not Welsh rabbit. It's Welsh rarebit. People say that wrong all the time.
Rarebit. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Well, it's a very famous dish, Welsh rarebit. It's a grilled cheese sandwich, really, but people always say rabbit, but it's
that's
rarebit.
Not what I was fucking talking about.
But that's why I figured you tied into Welsh.
Culinary jerk off.
Can I just say grilled cheese?
Stop trying to impress us. Like,
Tim knows what that
whores.
Is. Guaranteed Tim knows what
I
that is.
I know what it is, but I just want to say grilled cheese tomorrow when I wake up. That's what I say on the first of every month. I say grilled cheese, grilled cheese.
You say that every morning.
It's every day.
Turn Tim down a little bit. Tim's a little bit louder than me, and I feel like that's a very...
I got to get wax out of my ear.
We have most of our listeners...
It's a power move.
Our audio listeners, though, really is, though. And what happens is it sends them a message that you're more powerful than me.
It's not the message I want to send.
I don't like it. Look, we got a great show planned today. It's the Real Ass Podcast, motherfuckers. I am Luis J. Gomez. International superstar Zach Amico is here, as always.
It's your other boy.
Bra-bra-bra. And also, very happy to have both these guys on the show. Two Gas Digital fucking hosts, and one of the guys is one of the owners with me, and the other guy is just one of the most talented fucking comedians and broadcasters that I know.
That's very and he's talking about Shannon Lee.
Shannon Lee Hire. No, Tim Dillon is here.
It's very sweet.
Ralph Sutton is here. SDR show. Tim Dillon is going to hell. It's a whole fucking Gas Digital mashup.
Keep it in the family.
Yeah.
How were you able to get us?
Yeah. Hey, you know what, man? Let me tell you something.
You walked in the kitchen. That's how he did it. He literally walked in the kitchen.
I wasn't able to not get you. It's awkward. It's awkward if I don't invite you guys.
Yeah.
Every week when I don't invite you guys on the show, it's an awkward thing. So once in a blue, I have to say, hey, you know what? We're going to do it today.
It's my second time. Remember, I was on way, way, way back in the, when you were in the old studio.
Mm.
Not our studio. When you were
Stand Up New York Labs.
Yeah, Stand Up New York Labs.
And I gave them all the ideas, Ralph. I said to them, every idea that we've had that I've contributed to this company before its inception, I gave to them first. Mm-hmm. And they were like, no, beat it. Beat it, fucking scumbag. And what do they got now?
What do they have now? I don't know.
Jim Norton and Matt Serra, whatever. We got Louis J. Gomez and Michael Bisping. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of you.
Is that on their
Labs
network?
That's on their network.
Good for them. That's good for them.
All right, so here's the dealie. We got a great show planned. But first, let's get some plugs out of the way. About to launch into a story about how he interviewed the bassist from this band in 1997.
Soul Asylum? No, I never interviewed Soul Asylum. They're not my wheelhouse at my old show. A little too new.
Did they ever have another song?
They had a lot of songs.
They had a few.
Well, I'm sure they had another song.
Yeah.
What if they just wrote one song? It wasn't even a one-hit wonder.
I love that Ralph's complaint with Soul Asylum is they're too new.
Yeah.
These fucking kids.
Yeah. Yeah, Soul Asylum was pretty. This song was dope, but I don't think they were a truly one-hit wonder.
No, this
right?
was their second song. I can't think of the name of the first hit. It was a more powerful song, like a more high-energy song, and this was their follow-up hit. But this was like their 9th or 10th record. They just were never captured on. They were great live, never good on an album.
Yeah. Look, it's an okay song. I dig it. It brings me back to my child. This was like 8th grade, I had to guess.
Yeah.
Just fantasizing about running away from my terribly abusive mother.
Yeah.
Like, literally, everyone else watched this video, like, going, like, oh, these poor kids. I watched this video, like, as, like, a getaway.
As a blueprint for the rest of your life.
Like, almost like the same way you were, like, a coming-of-age story. I'm like, oh, this could happen to me one day. I could be kidnapped by an old man.
Runaway, spick, mom's on heroin.
Yeah.
No more cigarettes burned into my arm.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, like, this would have, like, I looked at it, I told this wasn't Legion of Skanks once, it was a book called Slake's Limbo.
Yeah.
When I was, I read when I was, for summer reading in, like, the 7th grade.
Wow.
And the whole point of the book was the kid was in an abusive household, and he ran away from his mom and lived in the subways of New York City and used to sell newspapers that he would find on subway platforms for half the price at their face value because they were used.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he lived off of this and like grilled cheese sandwiches. And I used to fantasize every night about being this little kid living as a mole person in the subway systems.
Right. And then he became Mike Lawrence. And I think it's a great story because it shows
all of Lewis's childhood fantasies involve him wearing a top hat he found.
Ralphie Sutton, what do you got to plug, my friend?
Oh, well, of course, the SDR show. What else? The SDR show is every Monday night right here on Gas Digital. And it looks like I'll be hosting a really cool metal festival in September called Maya Metal in Mexico with Anthrax and our boy Jamie Johnson. Hey, Preet's going to be there. Overkill, a really heavy metal show. I'm working on the details now, but it's going to be the first week or second. It's the last weekend of September to the first week of October. It's 5 days.
Tim Dillon's going to help podcast, of course. On June 3rd, I'll be at Laugh It Up in Poughkeepsie at Mahoney's. June 10th, the Newport Winery in Newport, Rhode Island. June 29th at Denver Comedy Works with Dan Soder. And in July, I'll be at Zany's in Chicago. Zany's downtown. Really excited about that.
All right. Zachy?
Twitter and Instagram. Zach is not funny. And if you're listening, this Tuesday, I'm going to be at Circus Satanus in Bushwick, which is a really, really banana show. And they just told me I'm allowed to have my dick out, so I'm figuring out what I'm going to do there.
Okay. Skankfest, it's coming up, motherfuckers. We are officially in the month as of tomorrow, June 23rd to 25th. It's sold out. Obviously, it's sold out. We got Jim Gaffigan. We got Artie Lang. We got Bert Kreischer. We got Reggie Watts, Big J, Ari Shaffir.
Huge.
Puerto Rican Rattlesnake.
Yeah.
Kill Tony's going to be there. Come Town Podcast live. YKWD live. My Wife Hates Me live.
Yeah.
Chris Gethard's going to be there. Joe List, Mark Norman. Jesus Christ. The list goes on and on and on and on.
Crazy. All right.
Craziest weekend. Craziest party in comedy. The only way you can get tickets right now is following at SkankFestNYC on Twitter. We're giving away a pair of tickets every Friday leading up to it. In fact, if I had to guess, we're going to probably start doing Mondays and Fridays. In fact, fuck it. Fuck it and suck it. Who am I going to ask permission from? What am I doing? We're going to probably start doing that. Let me go check with the fucking person who runs it. We're doing it.
Woo-wee!
We're doing it Mondays and Fridays from now on.
What Mondays?
We're giving away free tickets on Skankfest. Wow. If you follow Skankfest NYC.
Wow.
Also, July 29th. I know it's far out, but I have no other road dates before then. I think I'm going to be in Vegas, actually, before then. I'm trying to work it out, guys.
I was so excited for a Vegas thing that didn't happen.
I think it's going to happen.
I really wanted that to happen.
I think it's going to happen. July 7th. It's not an official announcement. Here's the thing. You guys fucking want it. If you're in the Vegas area, Nevada, if you guys want to come out, July 7th, I'm working out a deal right now with a fucking strip club, Legion of Skanks Live, myself, Dave Smith, Dan Soder. Ralph Sutton's going to come fucking hang out.
I'm going to finally get my 5 minutes on stage.
Michael Bisping. Wow. Mickey Gall. I've confirmed all these fucking people already.
Crazy.
Super stand-up show, live podcast, craziness. We're going to do it. Just let me know that you guys want to fucking come out and see this, because we're going to do it on July 7th in Vegas.
Okay.
The night before UFC, which is going
to
be crazy.
That's going to be crazy. Shannon wants to come. I know that. She
and that card, Shannon, pull up the UFC 213 card, because I want to talk about that in a minute.
That's not the Cormier fight, is that? No.
I'm going to tell you in a minute, okay?
Sorry.
Hold on. I got more plugs, Shannon. Keep that fucking music going. Dave Smith, co-headlining, Laugh It Up Mahoney's, Poughkeepsie, New York. That is July 29th. Also, the end of August, I've never been to Sacramento. I'm going to be at the Punchline with Nate Bargatze, the 24th to 26th. August 27th, I'm headlining somewhere in San Francisco. I don't know where, but I got to go down to fucking L.A. that next week. So on the way, I'm going to book a fucking gig in San Francisco. It's going to be Sunday night on the 27th. If you're in San Fran, watch the fuck out. I'm not kidding. I'm coming. There's no doubt about it. Tinkle's out there. I'll probably do something with him. That's right, Shane. You keep on bringing it back over and over again. I like it. There should be like some sort of effect where it would make the sound of rewinding. Like a also, right now, guys, go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. It's your last chance to win a free T-shirt. We're picking 3 random reviewers this Monday. If you reviewed us between this past for the month of May, by June 2nd, if you fucking reviewed us, we're picking 3 winners for a free T-shirt. Brand new Realize Podcast T-shirt.
Can I ask a question?
Because I'm done with the plug, Shannon.
I had this...
Runway spick, can't keep the plug short.
Good.
How do you know? Because I tried to do this once on SDR, where you give away a free shirt based on an iTunes review. And then I just realized anybody could just take a screenshot and say, that was my review. How do you know who's actually giving the review?
Okay. So, all right. Let's say somebody fucking does that, right? And then another person comes and says, no, I did that. Well, then I guess I'm going to... Thanks, Ralph, for telling them the idea.
I'm just asking.
You dumb fuck.
That's what happened to us. That's what happened to us.
Why did you tell me off the air?
Because I just... I like to be
no,
real.
No, everyone's going to go do that.
There's a way...
I wouldn't imagine that your fan base is dishonest. I think these guys are on the up and up. I think we can use the honor system.
There's got to be a way to prove it.
Ruin things.
There is
Ralph
a way. I'll tell you what
Lewis's
it is.
Contest.
There is a way.
What's the way?
Because what they can do is they can always change their interview. They change their review. So in that screen, they can take the screenshot where you can actually see it, you know, and they can write something
in
there.
Well, also, they can just change the review to I won, yippee-ki-yay, motherfuckers.
Yeah, but then you still don't know. I'm just saying that, I guess you say
yeah,
fake
if I
them.
Told them they
yeah,
won.
That's
yeah.
the way to do it. There you go. There's
Come
your answer.
Come on, Ralph.
There's your answer.
Shannon, what's that card? Give me the entire fucking rundown. Main card. Top 5 fights, Shannon.
These are rough names. the main card, Nunez Shevchenko. Romero Whitaker, Lawler Cerrone, Werdum Overeem, Pettis Miller, Brown Olenek.
You did better than I have ever done, ever. And I host a fucking mixed martial arts show with the UFC middleweight champion.
Michael Bisping.
Professional. thank you, Shannon. That card is a monster.
That's
fucking
a card.
Timmy D, you're not into MMA at all, right?
I'll watch it if it's on.
Yeah, but are you into the dudes? Have we talked about this before?
Yeah, I'm not into the guys like I want to get beat up, but no.
But that's got to be hot. I almost feel like if I was going to be into a dude, right? Two fucking guys, the manliest of men, right? Fucking bodies like Greek gods.
Yeah, but sometimes it's too much. It's
Maybe
like
that's
too
not your thing.
And here's the thing. Their faces are always kind of gross.
That's not
my
true.
Problem.
Pull up Luke Rockhold.
Well, no, some of them are great.
I'll give you 5 guys that every man at this table would kiss on their mouth.
A lot of their faces, I don't doubt it, but a lot of their faces are gross.
Yeah.
Well, they got beat up for so many years, but
well,
maybe
just a it's like a hot, you know.
But
what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, even like, look, Shannon, pull up, look at that.
He's good looking.
He's good looking.
That's the guy who Michael Bisping knocked out for the middleweight title.
Okay,
he's a fucking handsome motherfucker right there. But even like Michael Bisping, whose his face is all fucked up now, Shannon loves him because the ruggedness.
Mickey Gall's good looking.
Well, Mickey Gall's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, he's...
But are you self conscious because you're overweight, a fucking guy that's that hard of a body?
No, if they would fuck me, I wouldn't be self-conscious. Like, I think you're self-conscious.
I'm self-conscious over fucking, like, girls that have that nice of bodies.
Yeah, but if they wanted to fuck me, they already want to fuck a fat dude. Or they want to fuck a bigger dude.
That's my problem. I'm not fat like that.
Well,
like,
that's the thing. Like, if they... Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. It depends. If they want to do it, then it's like, I would be self-conscious to hit on them. That's
right,
what you're
right.
talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, so I wouldn't
hit
on that
dude. No, but I'm talking about
dude.
Actually fucking them. I'm like, Ralph, you're a big fat body too,
that's
right?
Me, yeah.
Everyone at the table, here's the thing.
Yeah.
We all clean up decently except for Zach, okay? Zach doesn't clean up. But that's kind of your
but
thing.
But Zach doesn't ever try to clean up. I've never seen him try to be cleaned up.
That's his thing, though. Yeah. That's part of his appeal. You know what I'm saying? Zach cleaned up is his spikes fucking coming out into his hair and his clown makeup on. That's like when he's really trying to impress a girl.
If you talk to Mickey Gall, I am not too self-conscious. If he wants to fuck me, we can figure
you're
it
down.
Out.
You'll figure it out.
100%.
Yeah.
I'm down.
You won't discriminate for his gorgeous hard body. Pull up a picture of Mickey Gall's ass.
No. He can fuck me and I will get over it. I'll read a self-help book. Whatever I need to do to get his dick inside of me. Whatever I need to do in a respectful way.
That's so weird to even hear you say that to me. I've never heard you talk about the dick being inside of you. I always imagine your dick being inside of them.
No, Mickey Gall? I can't. What am I going to ask to fuck him?
Yeah.
I mean, how ridiculous you want to get now? In this thing that's not going to happen, let's at least go with the more realistic.
Slow down.
Right,
whoa.
Yeah.
You think he's more likely to fuck you. Okay, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's not going to happen anyway, but in my fantasy, he's going, all right, let me fuck this fat chick.
You're trying to make, I get what's happening here now.
Yeah.
You're trying to
Mickey Gall's really going pigging that night.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's not that it's believable, but it's like, it's more believable than me being like, oh, I'm going to fuck
just
you.
Just him and his friends making pig sounds.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
You want to add some sort of believability to the scenario.
His girlfriend, they get in a big fight at the bar, and I'm at the end of the bar, and I'm just taking a Heinz ketchup bottle, putting it in my whole mouth, and it breaks. I start choking on glass, and I'm bleeding. But then I go up to him, and it's, like, funny, and I'm like, hey, and I'm bleeding. And his friend goes, I'll give you $5,000 if you fuck that dying pig. That's my fantasy. Do you get it?
It's like a realistic,
attainable
goal.
The idea of, like, me fucking, you know, and listen, I don't want to fuck Mickey Gall. I'd rather get fucked by Mickey Gall. I want to get that experience.
Really?
Oh, 100%.
No.
Do you prefer that in the grand scheme of it? Do you prefer getting fucked or fucking?
It depends on the dude. But if it's an Ultimate Fighter, I think you want to get fucked by an Ultimate Fighter.
Because there's going to be power behind it.
That's the whole thing. You don't want to fuck it. You know what I mean? Like, you want to be like, I'll fuck a twink. But if it's an Ultimate Fighter, it's like, let's do that. Let's get you know.
In the gay community, don't people usually like pick a lane?
Some do, some are versatile, some don't.
Ambidextrous?
Ambidextrous, versatile, meaning you do both. Some people pick a lane. I think some people, it depends on the dude, it depends on the situation.
Mm. I think a twink in general has got to be a receiver for the most part, because that's what people want.
There's all weird, a lot of times you're right about that, but there's weird exceptions to every rule.
Okay, but that's very interesting to me that if you had to pick one, if you forget the fantasy about it, right?
Yeah.
With Mickey Gall, right?
Oh,
truthfully speaking,
100%.
That's crazy to me,
yeah.
Timmy. I almost feel like, so it feels as good. Can you come getting anal sex?
Of course you can.
No.
Of course you can.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Yeah, of course you can.
Prove it.
All right, let's go. Let's
get Mickey Gall, get in here.
Let's get a tarp. No, you absolutely. You have a fucking, absolutely.
That's what Tim uses as a dental dam on his ass.
Well, that's my pickup line, is let's get a tarp. Mickey,
hold on,
can we shoot that sketch of me blowing a Heinz bottle and it breaks in my mouth? How do I get the gas digital money behind
Mickey
this?
Gall?
Can someone email Mickey Gall about this sketch,
It's
please?
Already 100% written.
I'm sure you could talk Mickey into it.
Mickey would do it in a heartbeat.
100%.
Mickey Gall's a psychopath. I have no idea why he hangs out with us.
Yeah, I love the idea of it. I think it's hilarious.
He's really fucking great. So that's really fun. I did not know that men could have orgasms through anal
men
sex.
Men and women.
But hold on a second. I've heard of milking, right? Where, and I've had my asshole fingered while I'm being jerked off, okay? Phenomenal. Great stuff,
sure.
Okay? But I almost feel like if she wasn't jerking me off at the same time, I would just be in horrendous pain.
It is.
If she's just fucking jamming her fucking long
It's like
fucking...
comedy. There's a lot of pain, but then there are some moments of, you know, weightlessness.
Yeah. I mean, I almost feel like, you know...
I've dated women that preferred anal sex.
Yeah,
they came better
from
anal
here's
sex.
The deal. There'd be no reason to for dudes to engage in anal sex if there wasn't sex. There's got to be some level.
But is it a mental orgasm or like, I don't it's not a, is it, you come out of your dick when you're getting fucked in the ass?
You can, yeah, at the end
Shut
of it, sure.
Shut the fuck up.
Am I lying? Is this information?
Nobody else knows.
Nobody else knew this. I think a lot of people knew it.
Did you know that you come out of your dick? If getting fucked in the ass, you start shooting jizz out of your dick.
You can.
I would imagine that it happens for the same reason you just said, which is that if there was no pleasure out of getting fucked in the ass, why would guys do it? Just to make the other guy happy.
I understand the pleasure, but I think a big part of the pleasure is making the other guy happy. A big part of the pleasure is...
And that's part of it, but it's also your prostate, like the whole thing, you know?
But physically, actually, like, here's the thing. There's pleasure in being massaged on your shoulders, but I'm not going to shoot jizz out of my dick.
But if you're getting your ass eaten or if you're getting fingered and you're jerking off, it's the same thing. It's kind of a similar thing.
But do you have to jerk off in order to come?
Oh, yeah. Well, you always have to kind of...
This is
you
what
always
I'm
have
saying.
To stimulate... Somebody's got to stimulate you in
That's
that.
Not what I'm saying. Can you have an... Let's see. Your hands are fucking tied to
bedposts.
Oh, it's
possible. Yeah.
Forget even ejaculating.
Well, you can have a night fucking wet dream where you come without touching yourself. That happens when you're a kid. So there is...
It can happen.
That's never happened to me. I always believed that was like an old wife.
No, it happened to me.
It's never happened to me either.
No, I don't believe that.
That happened to me for sure.
It can happen. It can happen. People have had it happen.
I feel like people eat fucking like...
I woke up and it was wet one day. It was maple syrup. But the reality is...
I feel like people are sleep eating fucking ho-hos in the middle of the night and fucking...
They're like, oh, that's aioli.
I do feel like a lot of people that say they have wet dreams, they just jerked off in their sleep.
That's possible. You didn't know. Maybe that happened.
But you hear about like, you know... Like
I didn't have a videotape.
The underwear stuck all to the dick, like to the tip of the head.
It can happen. Up,
that's never happened to me. That's never happened to me. The what I'm really
but you
asking,
also were jerking off really young, so you maybe never had that build up.
Yeah,
that it like built up to the point where
you were
would come.
You were sexually active at 8, like a lot of people.
Well, what do you consider sexually active? Masturbating,
kind of like that.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So, I was sexually active for almost as long as I could remember.
So then I think at that point there's
I was
no,
humping
like,
my teddy bears when I was like 6. I mean 5.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. Pedophilia is my show. Let's not steal. Thank you. but
I remember I had a little hippopotamus puppet. You know, cool little pink.
Your parents spared no expense on you. I remember I had this comb that my mother got me that I used to play with. And I used to rake my dick with it. She got it at the barbershop.
No.
I used to rake my balls with
it. It was a hippo puppet, and I used to hump it. I used to put it on top of me, and I would pull my pants down and hump it, right?
Yeah.
And then I remember my sister came in one night.
And then it was
and
like,
checked.
Let's get it.
And then we started sucking and fucking each other. But she came in one night and like checked on me, and then I stopped, right?
So you knew it was wrong. You had the wherewithal to know.
I understood that I was masturbating, that I should be embarrassed about it, right? And then my sister came in, checked on me, and then left. And I was like, oh, let me put my pants up. I'm going to get fucking caught, right? And then she came back a minute later.
Yeah.
And she fucking... And I had already set it up. I had already had the fucking hippo on my stomach.
Yeah.
With my pants back up, pretending to be asleep. And she pulled the blanket down, and she almost fucking caught me. Is that him? That's him right there. No, it's not. Jesus Christ. Thanks, Shannon. I'm getting turned on. Guys, can we take a break so I can go to the bathroom?
There's a video of Lewis's ex-girlfriend getting fisted.
So, what I was asking was, if you're chained
you
to...
the puppet
on,
hole?
Listen, no. If you were chained to the bedpost, okay?
Yeah.
And you're getting fucked in the ass.
It could happen. I've never been chained to a bedpost.
You've always jerked off to orgasm. That's what I'm asking.
That's what most people... Even at the end of a blowjob, a lot of times somebody jerks you off. You know
no,
what I mean?
No.
A lot of times, yeah.
No, I gotta have him or her use a lot of hand.
That's what I mean. There's usually hand action even in that activity.
Yeah. But Ralph, are you self-conscious when you're fucking all these hot tens? Because Ralph fucks.
I
really
feel bad for them.
Smoking hot chicks, but do you get at all self-conscious when you take your clothes off and you maybe catch a glimpse of yourself in their fucking. The Eastern Europeans, so they're wearing sunglasses inside. So in the reflection of their sunglasses, you see your fat body and fucking.
No, I mean, I feel horrible as it is, regardless if they're there. But if they're already in my bedroom, I feel like it's not like seeing me is going
to
stop it.
I'm self-conscious up until the point when we start fucking around, because I'm self-conscious at a bar. I'm self-conscious everywhere else. But once they're there, they're kind of like, you knew what this was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like I'm hiding the fact that I'm in
bed.
It
would be weirder. I would almost be more self-conscious if I took my shirt off and I had a six-pack. And they were like, what happened? Like, that would almost be like, I'm a shapeshifter. And then I had fangs and I start biting them. It would almost be weirder.
You turn into her sister.
It would almost be weirder if that happened.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, maybe that's just me. All right. We got to talk about this thing. This is the fucking big news of the day. Kathy Griffin. She's at it again, guys.
She's at it again.
She can't be contained, this one. She's fucking...
She's a real fire starter.
I mean, this one, you know, every time you turn around, what's happening? Kathy Griffin's in the news pissing another person off.
It's almost like she's doing it on purpose.
Seriously.
It almost seems like it's a part of her strategy. Like Ann Coulter, like all of these people. It almost seems like every 6 months... There's something
there
going on.
It's almost like she's afraid of being irrelevant.
Yeah. It's almost like she's smartly realized that in our new internet culture, being universally loved is almost worthless. Hate fuels the internet and fuels people's fucking name recognition and fame.
Pull up the fucking...
Shocking.
I didn't see it.
I don't even know. Actually, no, fuck it. Let's guess the news on this one because I don't really know what the fuck happened.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I should have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
Shannon, I'm just doing drugs and nothing else. Switch the cameras. If I'm telling a joke or a story in the middle of it, it's part of the fucking... It's like dice with a cigarette on stage. Otherwise, I'm just...
A drug addict.
A drug addict. It's just video of me doing drug shit. I don't need that out there.
Who did the VO in that, by the way?
Was it Yamanika? Everyone thinks it was.
It sounds like Yamanika.
Yeah, maybe. It's good, right?
Yeah, it's good.
So here's the deal. Kathy Griffin, under fire. She was in some sort of photo shoot. The photographer was some sort of provocative photographer, I'm assuming. She had a picture of her holding a bloodied up Trump head.
Right.
And now everyone's freaking out. And she apologized. Play the apology, Shannon. Because I know...
Let me see the picture. Okay.
There it is right there. Right. So there she is.
There's no misinterpreting that.
Yeah, there's no misinterpreting it. You know, before we even put... While you get the apology, I'll say this. You know, here's the thing, right? I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. I really don't. Right. Like, it really means nothing. I'm not offended... by anything with that shit. I mean, you can literally, I guess if you say fuck your kid to my face, you know, I'll be offended by that. Like, I'll probably get into a thing with you in that moment.
Right.
But I'm not going to be offended by somebody's attempt at a joke or whatever it is. The problem with this...
Kathy Griffin tomorrow just uploads it. It's a photo of her holding James's head. Fuck you, rattlesnake. Lewis would be so excited. He'd be like, thank God! It's working!
I got hits. So here's the thing. She comes out and she apologizes. There's an actual video of the apology on her Twitter. You can pull that up, Shannon. Not a fucking news story with the apology woven into it. So, no, she's great. She's killing it, Ralph. She give her another raise. How many raises can this girl get? Can we start taking money away for the amount of mistakes she makes?
That's what you should do. An incentive program. She loses percentages for every fuck up.
Every fuck up. Jesus Christ.
Instead of just doing it with her self-esteem like we are now.
So here's the thing.
I don't think she's going to find it now.
She apologized. She goes, I'm a comedian. You know, it's a joke and blah, blah, blah. Here, play the apology. Thanks, Shannon.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Kathy Griffin.
Yikes.
I sincerely apologize. I am just now seeing the reaction of these images. I'm a comic. I cross the line. I move the line. Then I cross it. I went way too far. The image is too disturbing. I understand how it offends people. It wasn't funny. I get it. I've made a lot of mistakes in my career. I will continue. I ask your forgiveness. Taking down the image, going to ask the photographer to take down the image, and I beg for your forgiveness. I went too far. I made a mistake, and I was wrong.
Ugh.
Yuck.
She so doesn't even believe what she's saying.
She doesn't. And this is, listen, man, how many times does someone get to do this before you go, I know what you're doing? Like, she's had all of these... mic slip ups and all of the, you know, and it's just, this is what she does. Yeah. And it's smart. And it's and it every time it works. Every time it's like people forget that she's Kathy Griffin. She's a provocateur. She's fucking to stay relevant. This is what she does.
She fucking sucks. And let me tell you why she sucks.
Yeah.
Not for anything she's ever said or done. I don't give a shit. Fuck her dumb specials. You know, whatever. I'm not a fan of what
she does.
She was funny
back in the day, like back before she started.
Before. It's fine. Whatever it is. The problem is this, right? Don't claim comedy. Look, if you fuck up and say a joke, right, and then you want to apologize, I can kind of accept it. I think it's stupid. I don't think you should.
Yeah.
If you believe you were attempting to be funny, then that's it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then you in the attempt you failed, but you fucking have the right to the attempt. This is what we do. We have to attempt every day. You attempt to fly a fucking plane. You know, if you fail, you fucking crash. Right. We crash, and us crashing is our fucking joke bomb.
Right.
Simple as that. Right. But the problem is, don't fucking claim a joke. When this isn't just simply saying a joke, you went on a photo shoot. You thought about it. There was a whole thing. You showed up with a prop. You fucking signed contracts. Just went out to a magazine. It's not simply you didn't slip up. You really thought about what you did and fucking stand by it, you pussy.
Just because it wasn't received well is the only reason why.
Exactly. Go fuck yourself. Don't go, oh, I fucked up. Here's
what happens. So she's got the New Year's Eve gig on CNN, which probably pays her a good amount of money. It's probably a good paycheck, okay? She's probably got some other things in the pipeline.
She already lost one of her sponsors.
Right. So she's got now there's money on the line, and she's got to get out there. And it's like now she's realized, oh, fuck, I've now gone far enough where it's like I'm starting to fuck my money up.
But I only believe she lost Squatty Potty, which was her.
She'll lose
sponsor.
Some. I think she'll probably lose a CNN gig. Maybe not.
I don't think she would have lost.
Not the CNN gig. I don't think so.
If she would have ignored it, I think it would have went away in an
not
hour.
Not this. This I don't know if you ignored. This is a. I mean, you're beheading a president.
Isn't it illegal?
It's really, it's really flirting with. Like some type of you know thing where you might get a visit from the Secret Service. This is really next level stuff. It doesn't offend me. That word is dumb. Offense is not even a real word. It's like not even a real thing. But it's a thing where it's like, ooh shit.
Not
it's
if you're a fan of the Jets anyway. Am I right? Am I right, boys?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't know either.
But
I want Lewis to have to apologize for that tomorrow.
I hope he does. I beg
but
for your forgiveness.
Tim, isn't it illegal to any sort of killing of a president?
It's
illegal to say that.
Here's the thing, man. It's an art piece. Can it be interpreted as a threat or
something?
Wait a
minute. Time out. Should I not do my plan for Legion of Skanks tonight?
No, do it.
My plan is that I have somebody coming in with a Trump head. I'm going to bloody it up. I'm going to draw a swastika and shit on his forehead and just have it sit in the seat next to me during the whole show.
Yeah, well, it's not like you're going to lose Squatty Potty. You know what
I mean?
We're
talking to Squatty Potty right now.
Are you really?
Legitimately.
Are you really?
Yes.
Then, I don't know. So these are the decisions.
It's not going to help in the Squatty Potty closing
room.
These
are the decisions.
When we're at the table.
I wouldn't bring it.
Yeah.
I want to hurt.
It's just underneath.
Can you put it in a Squatty Potty somehow and just be like, let's combine both things?
Do you not know what a Squatty Potty is?
No, I really don't know what it is.
No, I want to do a Squatty Potty tushy combo.
What is a Squatty Potty?
Okay, here's Squatty Potty. Okay, pull up the commercial. It's great. I've used it.
Yeah,
you're gonna love
it.
Like
a bidet.
Oh, it's also for you. Here's I don't know if you can use Squatty Potty because you're gay.
Yeah.
All right, pull up the commercial.
What does that mean? I'll like it too much.
I'll tell you why. Come on, you'll see. It's not a bidet.
I've never used one. I know that.
It's great. We should get it for the studio, Ralph.
Yeah, I know.
Can we order it today, please?
We can order one.
It's really good.
Let's look at it.
The whole shitting experience.
Why don't we wait
at the
and
studio?
See if they become a sponsor? And we'll get a free one.
No, because I feel like if we start talking about it first, that helps.
The creamy poop of a mystic unicorn. Totally clean, totally cool, and soft served straight from a sphincter.
It looks so good.
It really does.
Mm, they're good at pooping. But you know who sucks at pooping? You do. That's because when you sit on a porcelain throne, it's muscle gets a kink in the hose and stops the Ben and Jerry's from sliding out smoothly.
True.
Is that a problem? I don't know. Are hemorrhoids a problem? Because sitting at this angle can cause hemorrhoids, bloating, constipation, and a buttload of other crap. And seriously, unicorn hemorrhoids? The glitter gets everywhere. But what happens when you go...
It's a great commercial.
Squat.
It's really good.
Voila. His muscle relaxes and that kink goes away faster than Pegasus Lane. Sweet sherbet.
How graphic this fucking commercial is.
Now your colon's open and ready for battle. That's because our bodies were made to poop in a squat.
Show the fucking squatty potty, you fucking dumb jerk off, fucking LA dickhead comic that wrote this commercial. Yeah.
It's simple science, really. Can't get the last scoop out of
the pot. I feel like this is more offensive than Trump's bloody head. This is clearly more. How much shitting can you watch?
All right, so it's basically a stool that fits underneath your. It fits like you pull it back underneath the toilet,
right?
And you pull it out, and it puts your seat up. It puts
your legs up.
So you're squatting. It puts you in a position like you're actually squatting the way cavemen used to shit, right?
Interesting.
And it's just, dude, when you shit, it all just... You know when
and
you're...
And now, why can't a gay person use that? It's such a weird...
Because I feel like you're already pretty opened up. So if you sat on that, your stomach and innards would just fall.
That would be great for me. That would be great. That would be great. I walk out of the bathroom, I'm thin.
That's how they made Krang from the Ninja Turtles. A gay guy was using a squatty potty and fell out of his body and swam into the sewer system.
I mean, listen. I think you do the thing on Legion. I think it's funny.
How much is it, Shannon, for a squatty potty? By the way,
probably $30 if I had to guess. That's the value that I would put at it.
You know, if you were smart, you're selling.
I overvalued it. That's a good fucking sign for a product.
Yeah,
that's a good sign. And I'm also a thinker.
And if you're smart,
right,
you're selling bloody Trump heads. Right now, if you're not selling bloody Trump heads,
four keychains, like keychains,
dude, keychains. Can you imagine?
Okay, I need a toy maker right now.
Huge.
Well, I need to make a toy maker right now,
dude. I'm telling you right now.
So website bloodytrumphead.com. Look it up right now, Shannon. Bloodytrumphead.com.
Somebody get it already.
Bloody Trump head or bloody Trump heads? Head.
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 Both. We can do this right now, Ralph. We can get them made for really cheap and sell them for $25 a pop. I'm fucking telling you.
They got it. Somebody got it.
No. It's a fucking available.
Wow.
It's a fucking available. Ralphie.
I want to know how much it costs to make a bloody Trump head.
I have a guy right now in Australia that will make these for us.
A keychain?
Yes. It'll be keychain size.
Tiny little bloody Trump head.
Sound for, if we can make them for like
but
$2, sell them for 15.
Here's the game. This story's over in 48 hours.
Yeah. They need to be on the market like
tomorrow.
Today. Yeah, but I can get a prototype probably made in a day. We can fucking
can tell
do this.
Pre-sale.
All you need
pre-sale,
is
all pre-sale, nigga.
Pre-sale off a photo of a little Trump head keychain.
That's all I need.
Little Trump head keychain, a little Trump head. I mean, magnets. You could do anything.
I tell you what, I'm in. I like it,
dude.
Bloodytrumphead.com.
I'm in too. Let's do it.
Let's do it. I'm in.
Ralph, buy the domain.
Shannon.
Does Shannon have the card?
Shannon has your card.
No, I might use my card again. We're using the gas digital endeavor.
I
think that there's definitely a market for that.
Ralph, listen, I really mean this. I'm kind of serious about this. And there's somebody watching live right now that's going to go buy the domain
I'm going to do it on the phone while we're doing it.
All right, thank you very much. I mean that because our fans are like that. They're going to go buy the. We need both domains as well.
I'm doing
what's the other domain you need?
Bloody Trump Head and Bloody Trump Heads.
I don't think you need both.
You need
just one.
BloodyTrumpHead.com.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, let me tell you right now, if you could get something up and running by the end of today, you go to BuzzFeed, you email 30 sites. Somebody's running with that story.
Guaranteed, dude.
Somebody's
this
running
is, by
with
the way, I want to show
this is
people,
why me and Lewis, I'm so depressed.
Dude,
we
I fucking mean this, dude.
Do comedy and not something
not
else.
We did this stupid shit. We should be fucking taking over Wall Street and
raping people
right
I know. But this is, so as soon as I saw the Kathy Griffin thing, everyone else thinks, am I offended? Is it appropriate? I go, that's a product.
Yeah.
That's a fucking product.
But it's got to look
the
exactly
first
like
thing
it.
I fucking
it's got to look exactly like it.
Double down. Yeah. Sell bloody Kathy Griffin heads, too.
All right.
Dude, both markets. Yeah. Everyone in America
everybody
is going to have
a bloody
head. Everyone
everybody.
In this country.
A chicken in every pot and a bloody head in every pot.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, I have a guy in Australia right now that will make these.
I think you could make them very cheap. Bloody Trump head keychains. I think it's just morbid.
$12, $11.99. Oh, I would fucking.
I think people would fucking. Dude, what status is my bloody
everyone
Trump
everyone would
head.
Buy two. You buy one, you give somebody away for the holidays. Holiday season is
it's
coming up.
It's just a bloody head and then his hair.
That's it.
That's it.
Shannon, you love this? What does the chat room think? Are they buying bloody Trump heads?
They're saying, don't worry about it. No one in the chat room is going to buy it before we do.
Shut the fuck up, chat room, you little fucking bitches.
No, they're not going to buy the domain. They're being nice.
No, I know what they're saying. They're not saying it. They're saying it to be assholes. Shannon, did you read it as a nice thing? Like they were like, Lewis, we got you, baby boy? Or was it like, yeah, Lewis, you fucking moron. Nobody's buying this.
No one's buying your goddamn domains, Lewis. That's what it was.
Okay.
Who said that?
Switch signs.
Ban them. Ban them from the chat. They're fucking done.
It's purchased.
Done. Nobody can take it from us now. If I acted this way on every idea that I had,
the key here is
expedition. You have to get this done immediately.
As soon as the show is done, you get on the phone.
I'm going to do it,
and you get a website up with a prototype.
I can get a website up in an hour that does pre-orders. No problem.
Let's do it.
Just a quick plug-in.
Fucking done. It's done already. BloodyTrumpet.com. Okay. I'm going to see if Kathy Griffin, since she lost her Squatty Potty sponsorship,
will sponsor
if she will come out and sponsor this.
She won't, but who cares? We don't need her.
If she should
we'll
be
give
doing
her, we'll
right
give
now.
Her half the 20% of the profits. 5% of the profits.
I'll give her 50% if she came out and or endorsed
did
this.
Did you just out-Jew yourself yeah. in a sentence?
3%, 2.5%.
It was like a fucking...
That's how my mind
like
works.
A,
so Jewy.
Auction, but he was giving himself the signals. No, if she endorsed this,
yeah.
I would give her 50%, and I'll tell you why. If I had to guess, she's probably got a couple million Twitter followers.
Yeah. I would imagine.
Yeah.
Just that alone. The story being attached to her like this, she would make millions off of this. Millions.
Right. But she, so then, but
we're
here's
gonna
the problem.
Make
then
probably
she loses
$300.
She loses, she loses all of the money if she does something
no,
like this.
No. She's no, funny. She becomes funny again.
No, then nobody cares. There's no money in that. There's no money in funny. The thing is, this
man,
is
that should be
a T-shirt. There's no money in funny.
Shannon, get that
Listen,
domain.
That's a reality.
Get the fucking
there's
domain.
No money,
get a T-shirt.
No money in funny.
Tim Dillon, that's
there,
a great Tim Dillon's
going
to hell.
There is no money in funny.
There's no money in funny.
There's no money in funny. There's money in something else. So she
bloody trumpet.
This bloody trumpet is guys like us. This is where we come into the market and go, we don't give a shit. Bloody Trump head, bloody Vag.
Just like the lying Hillary doll made a fortune. It's just a
yeah.
stupid
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, dude, no celebrity endorsed that. This is some fucking schmuck.
It's just like
this.
They said we're going to pitch it on Shark Tank. Like, yeah. It's just like the lying Hillary doll. It's a bloody Trump head.
Dude, can you get me and Lewis in a Shark Tank, please? So it's a bloody head.
They literally throw us into a real Shark Tank.
Yeah. It's made in Pakistan by toddlers.
I think they could have gotten a better Hillary. That's the thing that bothers me about it.
Well, her hair looks like a scrotum. It just looks like a scrotum.
Hey, we spent the $9 on it, whatever it was.
But listen, that's what it is, man. This is a novelty thing. You put a bunch of bloody Trump heads in a... You're telling me at a fucking music festival...
Brother.
These things aren't going?
Dude, I could go to
buckets
NYU.
Of them?
I could go to NYU.
Buckets.
So a thousand of them.
Yeah. Backpack full
I know,
of them,
dude. We should be doing this right now.
$1,000 a day.
We yeah, should, I absolutely. Know. We should be doing this right now.
How sure are you that this guy can get it
can
done?
Can you take over for a minute? Because I'm going to... I swear to God, I'm going to message him right
message
now.
Message him right now.
Message him right now. What is this Kofifi shit?
Here's what I think. Can I tell you what
tweet?
I think? Did you see that tweet?
Yeah.
Can we go on with that, Lewis?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
What, the Trump
the Kofifi.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Yeah. Go on to Kofifi, because I don't know what the fuck this was. This was supposed to be... You know what? Fuck it, Shannon. Let's guess the news again.
What?
Guess the news again.
Oh, guess the news.
Let's guess the news again. I have to know more information. I should have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
That's got me.
The tweet went out at 12:30, I think, this last night, where he said something about...
Well, hold on, Shannon, pull up the actual tweet. Read the full tweet.
Despite the constant negative press, and he was going to write coverage, and he's... His
you think
slipped.
It was coverage?
Yeah. What is he going to... Despite the negative press, what?
I thought it was going to be kerfuffle.
No.
Conference?
Conference is another good one.
That could be it. It could be conference or coverage. It's something that starts with a CO.
This is what he followed it up with.
Yeah.
Who can figure out what the true meaning of Covfefe enjoy?
He is the biggest troll. Like, he is the guy. Nobody has taken trolling to a level that he has or will ever. Like, look at that. Who can figure out the meaning?
Yeah, and he's
and I got 112,000 likes.
He's
so
a
usually,
gangster.
Usually, and I look, I troll on Twitter and Facebook. I troll my fans. I fuck with people all the time. Yeah. Like, you know, when fucking, you know, when Fuckface died a week ago. Cornell. Like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
So I'm posting Poison is better than fucking whatever the band was called.
Right. Soundgarden.
Soundgarden. Yeah. You know, Poison greater than Soundgarden. Right, just right. to be a dick. I get it. Right. But the stakes when I troll, I mean, it's, you know.
It's nothing.
It's
cares?
Facebook
fun. Yeah.
It's just fucking smiles and giggles.
Right.
You know, and then it goes to the next level of trolling where, you know, you have guys on the internet who are trying to go after people's jobs. Obviously, Kathy Griffin is dealing with it right now. You know. You know, people trying to attack, you know, her sponsors and all this other shit.
Yeah.
And that's fucked up. And that's, you know, another level where you're trying to truly affect people. And then it goes to another level where you're trolling, where you're like going and it's kind of coming, almost coming out of the internet and like maybe showing up at people's fucking jobs or like, you know, fucking.
It starts to get crazy.
Now, Trump, it's like, oh, yeah, dude, nuclear war.
Yeah.
Those are the stakes that Trump is trolling with. He's like, dude, the worst thing that could happen here is nuclear holocaust.
Right.
Jesus. Did anyone ever go after you? Like really hard go after you troll-wise to try and make you lose a job or anything like that?
I don't really have jobs. So
I know. You lose a gig somewhere.
He's not going to do bloodytrumpet.com, I'll tell you that. Like, yeah,
I don't really have jobs to like go after. And the truth is, we've talked about this before. I mean, Legion of Skanks, we've said so much crazy shit.
Yeah.
Like, they've done shit with Jay a little bit, but it's like, you can't be like, oh, can you believe that these guys said nigger? But like, which time?
Well,
which segment of Legion of Skanks last week are you talking about?
Because of Trump, it's kind of like, what? Like, Michael Che had a great point. He was like, when Trump got it, like, people kept telling him, oh, you'll lose your job because of what you say. And then Trump got elected. He's like, no, I won't. Like, that's the thing. It's kind of like there's a real exhaustion for right now. Yeah. Like, people are just kind of
exhausted.
Well,
this is why I said Kathy Griffin shouldn't have fucking apologized, because I really, truly believe if she would, she fanned the flames now with the apology, right? And it becomes a volley. Now they...
But it's almost
let
like...
Let me tell you, it creates momentum, right?
Yeah.
And if here's the thing, if they hit the ball to you and you're just fucking, you're biting your nails and the ball flings by you, the only volley, but they only hit it to you a few times and then they go, all right, we got to hit it somewhere else. They need the return, okay?
But I think she likes the return. I'm thinking she's
into
it.
No, she doesn't like losing that fucking dough.
No, but I think she needs her name being talked about. Listen, she's going to make that up in live dates. She'll make it up with people are going to come out now. All of a sudden, it's going to solidify this really anti-Trump sentiment. She knows that she's not going to long-term, you never lose by being in the news and the press. If you're somebody like her, whose entire career is based on fucking being front and center.
Yeah.
I don't think she loses long term here. I don't think she minds the volley and the apology. I think she's done it before.
Okay,
she's done it before. You go watch the apology for the thing she said on CNN.
What'd she say on CNN?
Some fucking, I'll slap the dick out of your mouth. And it was on live TV. She's like, I don't come to your job and smack the dicks out of your mouth.
No, she said some hack fucking club joke.
Yeah, on live TV. But
she said that hack fucking bullshit club joke.
But it doesn't matter. It's all just like she
good.
Said,
I'm glad she lost
on fucking.
I'm glad she lost Squatty Potty.
She said dick on live TV, and at the end of the day, it's just kind of like that's what fucking keeps the it feeds the machine.
Well, Anderson Cooper thought she was talking to him. He got very nervous.
Right. He was like, yeah,
he
right.
popped the dick out of his mouth. He's like, what did you say?
But she feeds the beast, man. She knows how to feed the beast. Yeah. The beast
but
has to be
how many Trump
fed.
Supporters were going to see her tell stories about
nobody.
People's fashion?
Nobody. That's why
anyway.
She's winning, because nobody was going. Nobody who voted for Trump is fucking going to see
like,
her.
Like, who does she entertain? Like, the Joan Rivers audience.
There's some
like
really rich
fags
gay
and
dudes.
Old people.
There's some really rich gay dudes who probably did vote for Trump who are probably like, oh, my God, Kathy's hilarious. Like, there's definitely some rich... Yeah. There's definitely a rich gay Republican
are there,
contingent.
Are there people really upset? I had one guy, because I tweeted out something along the lines of, like, if you're offended by this, you know, shut the fuck up or whatever, right? So, you know, this dude hit me up. He's like, dude, you know, what she's doing is she's mimicking something that is actually
ISIS.
Happening to, you know, our troops over there. And,
sure.
And, you know, people over there. And this guy's like a Legion of Skanks fan.
Yeah.
So
here's an easy way for that not to happen. Have the troops not there.
Yeah, that's also
you know
true.
Where it's not happening? Vermont.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say metal necklaces.
You know? Oh, that's true, too. And by the way, metalnecklace.com.
But they... But my response to that is like, well, hold on. You can't fucking pick and choose your outrage, which is what everyone does, right?
Right.
So they're outraged because on this side, he's like, dude, that's the leader of the military. You know, that's disrespectful. That's like, and I was like, dude, you weren't talking about when people were calling Obama a monkey and making monkey sounds every time I was on the screen. Nobody was talking about, oh, dude, that's the leader of the military, because he wasn't on your side at that time. So the fake outrage is the thing that kind of bugs me. I'm like, guys. It's just, it's so phony. I mean, I watch it happen. I watch guys, it switched as soon as Trump became in power.
Yeah.
And you made a joke about Trump. Dave deal with it more than anybody else because he does political comedy.
Yeah.
And he started writing these jokes about Trump and about how Trump's a buffoon. He's also doing jokes about how Hillary's a fucking war hawk and about how Obama's a fucking, can't be trusted and he's a murderer. But people only hear what they want to hear. They shut down as soon as...
It affects them. When it's close to them is the only time they care.
I didn't see them protesting when fucking Trump had Ted Nugent at the White House, who literally held up a fucking machine gun and said, tell Obama to suck on this, called Obama a fucking chimp, said he wished the South had won the Civil War. And Trump invited that guy to the White House.
But in fairness, those are all valid points.
Yeah, he had ideas. And conviction.
Yeah, man, listen.
I respect that. I really do respect that more than people that fucking just toe the line. At least they have fucking balls.
Right.
That's why people are like, dude, how could you be friends with a racist? I'm like, I don't know, because he has a fucking opinion.
Yeah.
He's not like...
Well,
Look, if somebody... If I have a sense that somebody is quote-unquote racist, and like when I hang out with that person, it's like, I don't know... Are they getting past the fact that I'm brown? Can I get back to, past the fact that they have a little old-timey, fucked-up thinking? I don't really give a shit, you know?
Well, I think me and you look at, like, and this is the same way I look at homophobia. I'm like, I almost think it's funny.
Yeah.
I find it funny.
Yeah.
So I don't find it, I look at it as like
I've dealt with it. You've dealt with it.
Yeah, it's kind of funny to me,
I've dealt with it. People hate Jews more than anyone else.
Other than homophobia.
But let's be honest. Let's be honest. That's for a reason. The whole thing is, but no, at the end of the day, I think it's like, so if you're a comic, that's what I never understand where comics get offended. Then you realize, oh, you're not a comic. You're pretending to be a comedian, which is 90% of people in the scene are pretending to be comics.
Well, 90% of people in any industry are kind of pretending, right?
Sure.
You're not like everyone is always kind of putting on a front like they're further along than they really are, like they're better than they really are.
But you can tell when you talk to somebody, you can almost tell who's a comic. And this goes for people making millions of dollars a year at this. I don't really care. You can tell like, oh, you just... You're not really a comedian. You figured out you could do comedy and make money that way.
Yeah.
But there's a, to me, I'll always believe there's a certain type of person that's in and out a straight-up comedian. And those people are not easily offended, and they're not quick to try to make anyone lose their job. And at the end of the day, their fucking life is jokes. Their life. So at the end of the day, if you're getting offended.
I was reading yesterday about how, like, in all of these schools, like, coding is becoming, like, a huge, or, like, computer science is becoming, like, a huge, huge, like...
There's a shortage of coders right now, so they're really pushing that.
Well, it's become one of the new most... computer science is one of the new, like, big majors that people are taking because there's so much money. Yeah, there's so much money.
And now there's a shortage on doctors and lawyers. Yeah.
I wonder if it's even still called computer science. It's got to be called something else.
Well, that's what it was in the article, right? Yeah. So, but it was so funny because a lot of the coders, they're not, like, really talented. It's just kind of this, like... thing that people know that they should get into.
Right.
So what they do is they're sharing a lot of the code and they're getting caught for cheating. Like it was Yale or Harvard, like one out of seven students were flagged for cheating.
Yeah.
And it's like, they're not even, it's like in their opinion, they're like, oh, we're not really cheating. We're kind of sharing code and code is universal and blah, blah, blah. But it's so funny because like, there's only a few true original real fucking thinkers that are like legitimately like, you know,
sure.
that have original ideas and are legitimately like thinking that way.
Giannis Pappas always says that. It's like most of us.
I was
just
naming Giannis Pappas. I was like,
no.
What?
No.
Are you fucking crazy?
Like, Giannis would be like, yeah, there's
cut
a guy.
To him in a fucking pink dress. There's like playing basketball.
Yeah, there's like Elon Musk. There's a guy who invented the jet engine. Like it's
and then everyone else is pretenders. Yeah. And this is including comedians. This is fucking scientists. This is fucking. There's a select few elite in the world, like truly fucking people that think that way. And this is why you almost have to respect Trump, because I believe that Trump is one of those fucking few thinkers that I think if you're a billionaire, if you're somebody that can kind of fuck, if you're a dummy that can become president, if you were that guy and you can become president, how do you not look at that and go like, holy shit.
Yeah.
God damn it, dude. That guy has something. I want that guy on my team. All I know is I want him on my team.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the fuck's happening with Russia, and I don't know what's happening with the world. It seems like the world's coming to an end. But at the same time, in a weird way, I kind of go like, he fucking got there. He's a fucking winner. You want to say? He might be a psycho. He may be a narcissist. He may be a bad person. He's a winner, right? And in a weird way, if I had to just pick somebody... I don't want Bernie. Bernie's a loser. I don't want that old fucking Jew going, oh, is there any milk left in the fridge? Like, Bernie, go get milk.
Yeah.
Get it, Bernie.
Yeah. But we don't, as a country now, I think we don't like the idea of winning or succeeding because that means somebody's got to lose. And I think that we've become a country that has found a lot of, you know, we just look at it and we're like, it's not fair. It's not right that people lose. We have a system where people lose. And so there's no, your outlook on it, which I think is healthy because that makes you, by the way, succeed, is not the outlook people have now. People just kind of sit back and go, that's not fair. The game is rigged. Trump was born with $100 million. We were all born with something.
Yeah.
We were all born with something.
If you did with whatever you were born with, what Trump did with he was born
100%.
With, 100%. You'd be fucking crushing it.
Go walk around a locker room. If you want to talk about inequality, go walk around a locker room. Some guys have beautiful, fat, perfectly proportioned, non-veiny dicks. I remember when I was on swim team, I looked at this kid, William. His name was William. I'm not going to say his last name.
Jefferson.
He's a surfer Washington. Now. But I saw his dick, and for the first time, it hung so low, and it just swang, but like very gently, kind of like one of those lights in the like on the porch of a southern home. And I said, that guy is gonna never have to do
it. If he stood above you, it was like you're being interrogated.
It's the type of dick where you could just take it out in a meeting and everyone would go, take the day. Like, you don't need to be here. Like, so, and I just said, oh, and not everyone's going to have that dick. But you could see, I know guys with, you know, and you walk around locker room, you see tiny, stubby little dick, and they're fucking their asses off because whatever you have, you got to just run with it. Trump ran with it.
Yeah. That's it. That's it. He played his fucking cards. And look, dude, yeah. He had better cards than
that's
most.
That's why when I was standing in that bar looking at Mickey Gall, I'm like, I'm going to deep throat this ketchup bottle because I know that at the end of the day.
That's the best you could do with what you were given.
Even when it broke in my mouth and it was just shredding my esophagus and I was coughing up blood, I still had the balls to go over and talk to him.
Yeah.
I said, "Are you Mickey Gall?" And just bleed.
It's not whether or not Mickey Gall would fuck you. It's what he would write on your forehead and lipstick.
Yes, I know. And let's hope it's a swastika. Here's to hoping.
So what did he tweet again? I don't even know what this fucking guy tweeted. You know,
it was a typo, right? I think it was a typo, but you know what? He's so good that you almost go, I can almost see him in the Oval Office being like this.
Watch this.
Yeah.
Watch this. Yeah. You're going to talk about Russia? Why don't you talk about my senility or the fact that I can't use Twitter? How about that?
Yeah.
Stop talking about the fact that I'm pulling out of a climate agreement and that the ice caps are going to melt. Watch these idiots. Yeah. And
Kofifi.
We are so dumb. Every comedian is such a fucking moron. Everybody who works in journalism, they all, like, they follow suit. They all do the same.
It's like watching a shitty magician. You know, it's like, then he pulls something out of his back pocket over here.
And listen, man, no matter what it is, like, you look at it 10 times, you go, I don't want to read this anymore. It's just annoying. So, like, he's just.
And you also know, you know that he's putting his hand in his back pocket, but you're still kind of impressed. You're like, dude, he's fucking doing it with both hands. I can't do that. I can never do that.
People think that he'll resign. You're not getting him out.
You're not getting him out.
He's not
going anywhere.
There's
no impeachment. There will be no impeachment.
Nothing happens.
The other thing is, like, a guy who's that fucking good. I'm just telling you, when the doors are all closed, like, you know, I just almost feel like, even the shit with Russia, where they're like, dude, he's in collusion with Russia. I'm like, I don't know, man. I feel like they're closing the doors and they're like, hey, dude, we're just trying not to kill each other, right? Like, let's make it fucking happen. Behind, am I crazy to believe that him talking to Russia is not bad for this country?
No, it's good. And the fact that
Am I crazy?
No, here's what they're alleging. They're alleging that Russia hacked the Democratic National Committee.
So they got Trump in office.
And released Hillary's documents to WikiLeaks. Now, if that is proven, that's a bad thing. It's never been proven. There's no evidence of it as of yet. The CIA and the FBI have not shown us anything.
Is WikiLeaks connected to Wikipedia?
No.
Okay. See, this is what I'm learning every single day. I learn a little more every day of my life.
But that would be awesome.
In my mind, I'm going like, who gives a fuck about this
website? But you
have
the right idea because if people thought about, like, your ideas. I got to learn my big. There's nobody that knows more about your business than you.
Yeah.
You know more about podcasting, building a brand than fucking anybody.
Yeah.
All these assholes that are talking about Russia, you're living on a floor.
Yeah.
Why don't you figure out something?
They don't know.
This is high-minded, big-time stuff. I can barely, and I read books about the CIA. I don't know. Nobody knows what's going on here.
I think
nobody knows.
Politics on that level, right?
Yeah.
It's as difficult as coding.
It's the Sopranos.
It's the equivalent. I'm watching fucking some fucking dude who's doing an open mic at the Creek trying to talk about coding.
Right.
Like they're and you're going like, you have no fucking clue. So people who really know, I talk to Dave about it a lot.
Right.
Dave knows, I would say, 10 times more than most of these kids, but still probably
100%.
Nothing compared to what the people doing
is actually happening out there.
Nobody knows anything until you're in a room.
Yeah.
Nobody knows anything until you're in a room.
But I step back as a human being and I go, all right, so this is fucking billionaire, really smart businessman who makes relationships with everybody. People loved him until he became president.
Right.
Like, he wasn't a hated figure.
No.
Donald Trump was not a guy. See, I spit directly into your mouth and eye. I mean, if
no, he didn't.
It was a fucking, like a double gleek. One in the eye, one in the mouth. I'm so sorry, Tim.
That's okay.
That was my bad.
I wish I saw that.
I wake up tomorrow, I'm a Puerto Rican woman.
Donald Trump was more or less
a beloved figure.
I don't know if loved was even the word.
He was not spouting a lot of the things he spouted once he started.
It was like almost like, he still had that buffoonish quality, the hair, the floppy fucking thing. But it was like a character you'd want to take a picture with. When he was in Home Alone, when he went up to, you know, what's his fucking
Macaulay
name?
Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin. You know, it was like, oh, cool, that's a cameo. Donald Trump's in this fucking thing. How cool is that, right?
How does Dan Soder not know your schedule?
Let me answer it. What's up with Danny? Let me see.
Come on, Dan.
Danny, you're on a speakerphone. You're on the Real Ass Podcast. Dude, the cops are chasing me. Help me. I'm dying. They're going to shoot me.
I just killed Jay. I can't take the threesome stories anymore.
You're on the Real Ass Podcast with Timmy Dillon, Ralphie Sutton, Zaki Amico, and Louis J. Gomez.
Maybe it's a butt dial.
Are you there?
Yeah. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's up, man?
Are you doing your podcast?
Yeah, yeah, I that's why I told you that when I answered.
No, you didn't. It was just a bunch of muffled screaming like you were getting butt fucked by Nico.
That's the next segment.
Yeah. All right, never mind. I'll talk to you later.
Wait, is it important?
Yeah.
Is it good?
I'll talk to you later.
Is it good?
Yeah. I don't know. It's a maybe.
Okay, that's...
You were just fucking bad shit.
I know, I need to know, because I need to know if it's bad, because if it's bad, I need to hang up and stop the podcast right now and talk. If it's good...
That's good. I'll talk to you later.
It's good.
What? He's like, I just saw James get killed. Lewis goes, all right, we just keep doing the podcast. It's not about a show, right?
Oh, shit. Where were we fucking at? We were talking about
Trump beats Corral. He's the man.
He's the man.
It's like one of those things where it's like he's a bad...
Do you really think that he had this brainchild? I'm going to send this tweet out so that people will talk about something else.
Maybe it's like a Hodor.
So
like,
here's the deal.
At the end of his term,
it means something.
It means something.
So I tend to think that, like, I, you know, sometimes I think that once you start trolling on his level, even now, the things that you do by accident or by mistake, that's kind of half the brilliance. People are like, is this engineered? Is this part of the plan? You know, he did a brilliant thing. If you realize it when he was campaigning, if you look at like a lot of the strategies and the things he did, when you look at them, you start seeing there's a pattern. There's a way that he would operate. There's a way that he would go at certain issues and say certain things that would inflame people and then not apologize. And then he would, like, for example, so he did one thing that was brilliant. He talked about, he said the media is not reporting on all these terrorist attacks that people have attempted in America, right? So now the media takes that bait and they go, yeah, we reported on this terror and this attempted attack and this attack.
Then they double reported.
So now the media is talking about terrorism for 2 days. So he gets out and goes, how can you not? I'm talking about building the wall, keeping these people out. For the last 48 hours, you've been talking about how dangerous. So then you're like, oh, this guy's on a different level.
Yeah.
He's not just...
He's playing everybody.
He's playing a game. So I just spit back at you.
The favor so brutally.
But sorry. I saw that one, though.
HIV
positive.
Well, listen, Puerto Rican and gay have the same chance of being born with AIDS.
That's true. That's
can
true.
Can you stop?
So listen, you know, Trump is fucking... he's King Troll. And I have a certain level of respect for it. Now, here's the thing. The people that like him and the people that hate him, I feel like they both like him and hate him for the absolute wrong reasons.
Right.
You know, that's it. I mean, if you fucking love Trump and you love him for his policies, you are a fucking idiot.
He doesn't have policies. He doesn't care.
Yes, you have to love Trump for playing the fucking game. And the rule book's in front of him, okay? And I'm not answering this one. Everyone's
looking
at my
phone. It just amazes me that people don't know your schedule.
The rule book's in front of him, and he's just literally going, all right, how can I manipulate all of these fucking rules in my favor? And then everyone is just falling right into line, and it's brilliant.
It's amazing.
It's brilliant. I love it. I really do.
It's watching a television show.
I want to talk about this really quick.
Yeah.
Apparently, this is happening in the Hamptons. Rich guys are getting vasectomies to avoid gold digger traps.
Smart move.
I think it's very smart.
They're reversible, too, right?
Yes.
I like you keeping on, Shannon. I don't care. This is good music.
Sounds so powerful. It sounds like we're being chased.
Listen, this needs to be our segment music when we do some sort of expose. And I know it's probably somebody else's.
I want
music.
Mickey Gall to fuck me to this music. Make it happen.
Mickey, I'll suck your cock.
Where is this coming
from? What is this music, Shannon?
I like it. Coming from the New York Post page. It just started playing.
Can we steal it from them?
I'll try.
Wow.
This is recorded. Hold on. Wait, stop. I needed the sample. So now we have that. Now we can see. We just...
What is going on?
Turn it off now, Shannon. Jesus fucking Christ.
What is going on here, Shannon?
That was great.
It sounded there was a movie that sounds like they're driving in a car or something.
That's Drive?
Like, is it Drive?
Yeah, I don't know.
It almost sounds like, you know, it's like a futuristic type movie. What was the other movie, the video games Tron? Kind of felt like a Tron.
Lot Cycle? No, the movie with what's his name? Shit Balls. The whole movie just him driving in a car.
Yeah, Drive. Where he's got the scorpion on his back.
No, this one that just came out last year with Tom Hardy.
It's real.
Mad Max.
No.
We're kind of a news show.
Yeah, it is.
That's how I describe you to people.
Yeah, we're almost like a news show, like an everyman idiot's approach at the news.
I think there's better. I get a better discussion of the news on this show than you on CNN.
By the way, every one of Lewis's shows it starts with an idiot's approach to.
Right. When I describe the different shows to network to people, I say it's like an everyday look at the entertainment and news section. That's what this is.
It's really what it is. But here's the thing. I'll tell you why it's better than everybody else, Tim.
Yeah, okay? I agree.
Because I don't research. And I mean this. The Guest the News segment is one of the best segments in the history of any broadcasts. And I'll tell you why. Okay. Because what we do is we are taking a true, honest look at a news story without any bullshit, without reading anything for it first. We just look at the facts that we know, and we try to piece it together. And typically, we come out with a more logical solution than anybody else has who's pretending to know what
the
fuck's going on.
Because we haven't put it through 9 filters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And also, the truth is, the sad truth these days, there is nowhere to get unfiltered news. So having that option is great.
Can you play a filter song?
Hey Man, I Shot. Great song.
Hey Man.
Or Take a Picture, but it's a little faggier. But
no, Hey Man, that shot's the best one. That's another one-hit wonder, Connor, right?
Two. Take a Picture was bigger.
Well, let's Take a Picture.
If you heard it, you'd know it right away. This is Hey Man, this is about the guy that shot himself in the face.
Also, the only reason I give a fuck about Filter.
Yeah, that's what they wrote the song for.
Is because the lead singer and guitarist played guitar in Nine Inch Nails for a little while.
Yes.
Blonde guy, I forget his name.
The singer is the T2 brother.
What's his name?
Patrick. What's the name of the guy that's from Terminator 2 that played the T2, the melting T2000?
Oh, really?
It's their brothers.
Interesting. Do you think that is a thing that both brothers were really talented, or both brothers were just put through the rigmarole and eventually got there? Same thing we were talking about kind of with the coding thing before, comics. Like, I don't know that he's this brilliant actor and that he's this brilliant musician.
Which guys?
The lead singer of Filter, and then
and the guy that's now he's on that show, Scorpion.
Yeah, yeah. The guy who played the T2000. So,
dude, who knows?
I almost feel like they're both okay at what they do.
Yeah.
And they just stuck at it and eventually got to a mid-level tier at the company. It's like if you work at fucking, Chase Banks, and you got to a mid-tier position at Chase Banks, it's not really that impressive. That's just a field you put your mental energy into.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're not these talented. I mean, this is fine.
You're not like a professional broadcaster who thinks rigmarole is a word.
Rigmarole is a word?
Rigmarole.
Okay. A rigmarole. Rigmarole? What's a rigmarole?
It's exactly the way you're describing it. There is no such thing as a rigmarole.
You got what the fuck I meant.
I know.
I knew what you meant.
Yeah.
I just like Zach's...
Can we start a black podcast called the Nigamaru? No, Shannon, we're not naming it Nigamaru. I know you want to.
Shannon, get Nigamaru.com right now.
Nigamarole. Nigamarole is actually a pretty cool
fucking... How many
fucking...
heads
Nigamarole sounds like a dance.
How many heads have we sold? That's the question. How many heads right now?
The guy's not back to me.
If he doesn't get back to you today, it's over.
It's crazy.
We need before the end of the show.
There are dudes, and this I talk about this type of shit on my show. There are guys who are... They crouch and they wait for the scam.
Yeah.
And they're on it within 20 minutes.
I love
those guys. They're on it within 20 fucking minutes. Whatever it is.
Yeah, like we, the guys we don't have a picture.
Those are the same guys who are out 9/12, maybe 9/11 night. 9/12, they were out with like support the fucking survive,
t-shirts. Yeah.
And they fucking, it's great.
Or the guys that have like the I survived the blackout of.
Yeah. Those
like, how'd you even do that? There was no power.
Dude, dog, it was crazy. I bought one of those the next day. It was crazy. I get that, dude. This is what I would do just because I wanted to see. I didn't actually do it, but when they announced the half hours, a few of the comics didn't have their domain names registered.
By the way, congratulations.
No, I need a half hour. I got a Gas Digital Hour coming up this winter, okay?
Well, that is going to be something to watch.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be something to watch.
It's 45 minutes of intro music.
It's just that song we just heard.
It's just you selling Trump heads for an hour and watching Square Park.
We got a cease and desist. We were not allowed to loop Filter song for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
They're not happy. No, nobody's selling bloody Trump heads just yet, so I'm on it. But I bought... or I was going to buy, but I didn't. I just made the joke. I was going to buy 3 of the domain names that they didn't buy. And this is what is really weird because they'll do... I just checked because I think that way because I'm a creep and a fucking scammer myself.
Yeah.
So when they would do American Idol, and they would have all the, every time a new name would come out, right? I would go and look up the domain name to see if it's available.
Yeah. They started doing it on American Idol where they took all the domain names by like the fourth or fifth season.
Okay, is that what's happening? Yeah, American Idol themselves bought it?
Yeah, started to do that. I did it. Do you remember the TV show here in New York called, it was Richard Bay? Do you remember that guy?
Yeah, I remember Richard Bay.
And he was like a polarizing figure back then. And I made T-shirts that said, I hate Richard Bay, and sold them at a couple of music festivals, sold out of like 2,000-3,000 of them, and got into Vogue magazine with that shirt on.
Yeah.
Is there
a toy over there, Shannon?
Yeah, I'm just there's no bloody trumpets. Ours
needs to look just like
it has to be a call
a replica.
To what
it has
happened.
To be a replica.
They can, there are websites where you could just upload a photo and they will make something out of the photo.
3D,
yeah. So we, and also, you know what? Our guys have a 3D printer now.
Hmm.
But it doesn't do. It only does the one color. So
no, we're not going to be able to do that. We're going to figure it out. We're going to make this happen today. I promise. So rich guys are getting vasectomies to avoid gold digger traps. They're reversible. Shannon, how difficult is it to reverse a vasectomy? Because I almost feel like that's
what you want
to
get one on the air as a stunt?
Shannon can reverse a vasectomy with a real good blowjob. You got to give a real good blowjob to reverse a vasectomy.
You actually blow into the pee hole.
Yeah,
and then
it
gets everything back together. Well, first of all, how much is a vasectomy? Because that's not going to be covered by insurance, right?
It's probably a good amount of money. I don't know, though. Maybe not.
I'm going to say 10 grand.
I'm going to guess less.
I'm going to say less because my dad offered to pay for mine. He would not give me 10 grand for it.
Why did he offer to pay for a vasectomy?
Look at
just,
him.
Yeah. Killing this bloodline?
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 5 G's.
I would say 5.
4,600, I was going to say.
4,600.
Let's do an over-under bet on it.
This is like a weird Price is Right.
Yeah.
Bet on the vasectomy.
The winner gets the vasectomy.
$4,600.
That's are you hiding the screen,
yeah,
Shannon?
Yeah, because we're
going to
say don't look.
I said 5 G's.
I'm sticking at my 10.
I say 5 to 7,500.
You got to pick one number because we're going to, the winner gets a vasectomy on the show.
Okay, but if you say 4,600, does that mean from 0 to 4,600?
I'm changing mine. No. I'm the number. You got to closest without going under.
Okay.
So everyone chooses theirs.
Okay. Choose your number.
No, you choose your number.
You choose your number.
Piece of shit.
I know the way to
game. 4 grand.
4 grand. Lose Gomez is 4 grand.
Don't be an asshole.
There's got to be at least $1,000 spread between numbers.
How about this?
No.
4 grand. So now what if I say 3,800?
That'd be a stupid bet.
Why?
Because you got to be close without going over. So the vasectomy would have to be between 38 and 4 grand.
Oh, not going under? You just said not going under.
Without going over.
He meant I'm over.
He's going Price is Right rules.
Price is Right.
Price is Right means if it's from 0 to 3,800, I win.
Yeah.
No.
You've gone over. Yeah.
That means that's what you should bet a dollar if you think it's under 3,800.
If you think it's under 4 grand, you bet a dollar.
A dollar.
Oh, shit.
I do a
Timmy
dollar.
Timmy D, a dollar. Good bet.
4,001.
No, come on, Ralph. Thanks, Shannon.
I'm keeping my, I'm going to say 9,000.
Balls.
Zachy.
Balls.
I go, Lewis, what was your? You said 4,000. 4,000?
What'd you say?
I'm going with 9,000.
9,000. You're crazy, Ralph. That's crazy. That's a lot of money.
You're saying a dollar.
I'm saying a dollar.
4,275.
Come on, Ralph. Really?
4,275.
Zach, you fucking cocksucker. All right, Shannon, how much is it? You could have fucking kept the music on.
Sorry, 350 to 1,000, it says.
Holy Tim Dillon is the winner.
No way.
Tim Dillon is the winner.
No way.
I knew it was cheap.
Dog. All right, how much is it to reverse a vasectomy?
Tim Dillon's the winner.
I'm getting
one.
I'm getting one in August. I swear to God.
That's crazy.
Vasectomy
so
reversal, you got a 2 G's. It's
2
more
G's?
Money to reverse it.
Doggy.
Dude.
Doggy, I'm coming in everyone. I'm coming in everyone.
You have a kid already, so it makes total sense.
Doggy, but you can reverse it anyway. Yeah. If I want another kid with another bitch later on, I'm done.
What is I'mcomingineveryone.com going for? Okay. Because that, I got to be honest, I think it's better than Trumphead now.
That is fucking crazy.
T-shirts that say I'm coming in everyone?
That is fucking crazy.
The day you get the vasectomy, you got to come in wearing that shirt.
I mean, listen to me, guys. 350 to 1,000, I thought for sure was going to be like 4
so
grand,
off.
5 grand. You, see, and here's, we're talking about valuing the squatty potty before.
Yeah.
Like, this is how much you value not having kids.
Right.
Like, you're a gay guy. So yeah. You put it at nothing. You're like, eh. Yeah. It's not, it just doesn't mean... It's very telling if you look at the way the human mind works, right? Ralph, you fucking are 58 years old.
Almost.
You don't have any kids yet. No. You obviously do not fucking want, because you've been putting this off for a long time, so you went way high.
Because it seems much worse for me. Yeah.
For me, I feel like I valued it at a good value. I feel like $4,000's worth it. They could be getting more money for
these
vasectomies.
Here's the deal. It had nothing to do with me being gay. This is what I thought about. I'm like, we have an interest in people getting vasectomies. Society has an interest in vasectomies. Like, we have an interest in it. Just like abortion. I thought a vasectomy would be somewhere in the realm of what abortion costs. So $350.
That's perfect.
That's how I looked at it.
Now you're talking a dollar amount we all know.
That's how I logically looked at it.
Yeah, $350. We know. Yeah, I got it.
So that's how I looked at it. I'm like, maybe it's a little more, and I'm sure it is, and it should be, but it's
in the range. I'm going high on vasectomy. I'm not going for a three.
I'm going for the Equinox of vasectomies.
I'm going to steam room Kiehl's products.
It's not a vasectomy. It's a lifestyle.
They
give you a shirt. I'm coming in everyone as you leave the office.
Is it an outpatient procedure? It is, right?
Yeah.
Please pick up your I'm coming in everyone shirt and all of your razor slit condoms. Condoms with holes poked into them.
Shannon, listen to me. Pull up a vasectomy procedure. I want to see exactly
the type of invasive procedure this is. I do not think I could watch that.
I think they can just watch.
Sexual reassignment on
Legion of Skin.
I don't think they open up your balls. I think they can just go in.
I think they. Through your slit.
Oh, no. Probably through your belly button. They do. What is that called?
I would think it would come up through the taint.
Yeah. Funny if it's just a guy waving a wand over your cock. Like some witch doctor.
Do you want to see the no scalpel?
Papa Shung.
Hold on. Hold on. Or what's the difference in price and what's the difference in them? Pull up the difference in them before we watch them. I want
to
know the difference.
How much to get it done with a spork.
Listen to me. I want to know the difference. I didn't know there's multiple vasectomy procedures now.
I guess that's the pricing.
Here's the thing. This is what I would want. I would want the one that hurts the least, the one that has the least amount of recovery time where I can start fucking the quickest. Because
can't fuck for a while, I would imagine.
I'm doing this to fuck, brother. I'm doing this to start fucking immediately.
And
like
I'm putting cum in everyone. What if you want?
I bet it takes a month to get all the cum out, though. Like all the sperm out. You should probably do it in July.
Want a baby?
But later on, you can get it resectomied.
But then you got to look at what kind of kids come out of the guy who's had it reversed.
Ooh, has there ever been some sort of connection to autism?
Hi, Dave. Hi, Louis. Daddy. One time, my dad didn't want to fuck, so he put his cum in, and then he took it out, and it made me.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Bunch of Downsy autistic kids.
Reddit's right. Your Ray Kump is great.
Yeah.
Shut him out.
What,
I had a vasectomy. I stabbed myself in my mom's pubis. It's the amount of fat above your cock. Anyway.
Shannon.
Okay, so the no scalpel one is 500 to 1,000.
Great. That's high end.
40 to 50% quicker recovery.
Whoa.
Yeah.
The procedure itself only takes 15 to 20 minutes.
Holy shit.
In and out, baby.
Go ahead. What do they do? How do they do with no scalpel?
They do it in the back of an In-N-Out.
Yeah. What type of Dr. Nick is doing this procedure?
Well, there's no scalpel.
It is called the real ass solution.
Facial. Oh!
Easy!
Fuck you, dude! You piece of shit!
I'm out.
You know what? No way.
What did you think it was? What did you think it was, you idiot?
No way, dude. Shut the fuck up. Hey, hold on. Time to pause. Stop. Take it off the screen right now, shit.
He's just a guy injecting into his scrotum.
You fucking bitch. You knew what you were doing.
What did you think it was?
You're fired. She's out.
What did you think it was?
That was crazy.
It's a guy injecting into his scrotum.
That was nothing.
Lewis, what did you think it was?
That was nothing.
Lewis, you're taking away your sperm. That's a huge thing.
Listen to me, dude. What are they going to... No.
What are they injecting? I thought they were...
They're killing the something.
I want to cry.
That was nothing. You're being such a baby.
I thought that was hot.
Dude, listen to me. That's gay third base.
It's gay third base. That just
me and Tim are playing footsie under the table watching this.
What did you think was going to happen?
Here's what I thought.
Yeah.
It's a little CBT, baby.
I thought that they would... When they said...
No surgery?
When they said no scalpel, what I thought was...
I thought there were magic words involved.
You thought it was like lasers? They wave an iPhone over your cock and you go, it's no good.
No. I thought they were going to cut something. I did not think it would be directly injecting something into the balls.
Me either.
I didn't know. First of all, I don't know if that was... I think that's the sedative.
Yeah. That's probably the numbing.
That's not even...
I think that's the numbing.
That's the numbing.
That's the numbing.
Dude, that's not even the game.
Listen to me.
I think that's the prequel. Game is that's the prequel.
Listen to me.
The doctor starts biting your cock. He eats your dick. This is a vasectomy. A doctor has to eat your dick, and then he vomits up a new penis.
They put you into a room by just your dick and balls, and they have crows come and pick at it. Listen to me.
I mean, come on.
That was crazy.
That was nothing.
Dude, it was nothing.
They inject.
That was a very long needle right into your testicle.
That was actually into the ball, or that was into the veins around the ball?
I can't.
I'm going to pass out. That was crazy. The reason it's so cheap is because nobody would ever pay money for anything like that.
Well, here's the deal, dude. But what happens is, you know, with a lot of these procedures, most people are kind of like, I don't want to let God.
You can be out. You can be out, right?
Something can go wrong.
He's out there.
So if you're going out, you're going to really increase it because then you got to hire a general anesthesiologist.
Something can go wrong with that, and then there's no kids
for
that.
I did a general anesthesiologist for my eye when I had my sty removed. It was great, dude. If you want to get fucked up,
but then that's the shit they
killed with Michael Jackson with is the shit that I fucking...
Propofol.
Yeah, dude. They fucking... That will fuck you up, dude.
To get a sty out of your eye?
Yeah, dude. They put me on propofol. I couldn't walk. It was nuts. I was...
Anytime you're putting a needle by somebody's dick, and obviously a lot of people get vasectomies. It's a routine procedure, but it's kind of like you're taking a chance. But you already have a kid, so
nobody does that. No, that's impossible.
What are you talking about?
One or two a year they have to sell. That's crazy.
Oh, people do it.
No, not after seeing
that
video.
People do it because they have three kids and they're bankrupt.
All right, good, go.
They're like, I can't. They're like, I'll cut my dick off. I can't even afford to live.
Go. I want to watch the rest of it go.
I'm already so out. Dude.
So, I mean, that looks like...
They're putting in like a number.
That's also exactly what Lewis's eye surgery looked like.
Dude, listen. That guy has to be out. There's no way he's...
I'm pretty sure that you're awake for this.
He starts to punch his
throat. You're definitely awake.
Dude, no, there's no way he's awake right now.
He's 100% awake.
Now they're just bringing a mouse, and the mouse starts to bite his cock.
Now he's separating one of the balls.
Oh! This is getting good. Is
so hold on. This is the non-fucking... What do they do? Shannon, what do they do? How do they open the ball?
She doesn't know.
Wait, I can explain it to you if you want that instead.
She does know.
No, explain it while it's on.
I can't. Oh, wait, hold on.
Yes, you can. I believe in you.
You can do it, Shannon.
God damn.
Jesus Christ. Here. Please explain to me, Shannon. So right now he's got tweezers inside of the man's testicle sack right now.
All
right.
You ready?
Yes.
So two incisions. Oh, this is a standard vasectomy. Hold on.
My Christ, dude. No. What the fuck
is happening
this
has
got to
be the scalpel one.
This is not a non-scalpel one. I mean, they're doing something.
This is a scalpel. Those are forceps.
It's a little forceps.
It's worse.
Shannon, is this titled No Scalpel?
Oh, yeah. Now it's getting rough. No, go up, Shannon. We got it. We're here already.
Don't tease us.
We're performing the surgery.
What's he doing? Oh.
With two frozen...
This is like that scene in Hostel with her eye. Oh, Lewis, look, Lewis.
God damn it. Come on. That's horrible.
A little snip. Whoa.
So they're going to vomit.
Okay, you know what it is? So it's not a scalpel. I get what it is.
You're coming in everyone, huh?
They're cauterizing it.
They're cauterizing it. Okay, so that's what it means. Non-scalpel is they use a hot knife.
Okay, so the cauterizing means.
This is probably not a big. This looks like a very small thing.
His balls look good, dude. He has nice, pretty good balls.
This
no, I'm just saying, this procedure is like 20 minutes. They're probably done. They probably tie that little knot.
Dog, listen to me. There's no way. Are you awake during the Shannon find out?
You're definitely awake.
100% awake.
You're filming it with your iPhone. You're on Instagram Live.
I'm on Lewiscope.
Yeah, I'm on Lewiscope. Watch my cock get cauterized at 3 p.m.
Listen to me.
Check into the chat.
Listen to me. There's no way you're awake. Can you be asleep for it?
Look at it, baby. This is what you're going to have done, Lewis.
Yeah, Lewis, you're just laying there playing with the fidget spinner, and he's fixing your balls.
Lewis, you can't feel anything, and then you just fucking pumping everybody.
Shannon, are you allowed to be asleep for it? You have to be. They have to give you that option. There's no way. They gave me the option to sleep for my fucking eye. There's no way that
I'm sure they give you the option.
I'm going to cry right now. I'm really getting upset.
It's very... This is
I can't watch it.
This is one of the worst things I've ever seen, dude.
What do you think? What did you think it was going to be? They're going to put inject your leg?
I didn't know they'd go into the ball. I thought they'd go in through the taint, and that seemed less...
The taint is... No, they got to go in, dude.
Oh, it's a little bloody now.
You know what I feel like? I feel like the balls are, it's almost like a wiring under this table. Like they all come back into the taint. And in that taint, it's like if you were to pull out like a wall that was like this neatly wired.
This is like one aspect with the Real Ass Podcast. Full, like, it's like, yeah, we could talk about news stories with no foreknowledge, but it's like we can't really talk about the human body with no foreknowledge. He's like, I think it's going through the knee because.
Well, we talked about this with Duncan a couple weeks ago and Andrew Schultz. We were having a conversation and I proved this, okay? Because everyone's calling me an idiot for it, right? But then Duncan brought two doctors that were actual heart surgeons to the stand. And the point that I had made was, and I used the same point about this surgery right here. Surgery
is like, they're heart surgeons, but they're also shamans.
Surgery is not like, right. Surgery is not art. There's no like room for interpretation.
No.
So what it is there's like there's a step one through a thousand, however many steps in ball surgery there are, right? Or fucking,
you can't improv, you can't riff.
I mean, you can if something goes wrong, but the point is, though, and these heart surgeons agreed with me because Duncan was calling me, he was like, dude, you're crazy. That's not the case. He was like, they're like, well, no, technically.
He's right.
If everything goes right, you know, yeah, you know, there's a step one, fucking holding the guy's balls. Step two, fucking plugging the fucking knife into it. You know, whatever it is, we could technically do that the same way we give Shannon notes to produce. Right. I can get the specific directions for that surgery and have Shannon do it for probably half the price that we're having a doctor do it.
You should have Shannon do it.
Shannon, would you be willing, if I gave you $500 to perform the surgery on me, would you attempt it?
No.
I'll give you $650 for me.
I'll throw in another $500.
For the bit. Would you really attempt it?
And what's it going to do to me if I fuck it up? It's not a big deal.
Well, then what if I get you pregnant?
No, there's no... Wait,
how do you get
it? This is sex.
I was very confused by that.
I have to test it if it works.
Shannon, if you do the surgery, will you kiss it and make it better?
No.
Shannon, would you really? You'd
what if
my
the way if to I... get a vasectomy is to have me blow you? Like, if the doctor brought me in and the guy's like, wait a minute, and the doctor's like, if you don't, you want to come and chicks and not get pregnant?
Tim, I would rather you put your entire head into my asshole instead of having to deal with a needle into my balls.
Well, I'm not going to do it while I'm seeing Mickey, but if he'll allow it.
You guys have a cool relationship like that. Mickey's
he's very chill. Yeah, he's very chill.
Very confident.
Very confident. Well, he's got to have a huge dick.
Yeah.
Right?
Obviously.
Yeah.
I just picture Tim's like Adrian and Rocky. Why won't you fuck me before you have a fight?
Will you fuck me now?
Wait, that's Adrian and Rocky?
That's
that's his voice. I imagine Mick. When you did Mick's voice from Rocky, it confused me.
What is Mickey's next fight, by the way? You know?
We don't know yet. Huh? We're going to see what's up. All right, look, let's. This has been a great show. We're going to get some questions out of the
way. It's against me. I just get on all fours.
Give me a fucking answer. 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 I'm asking you for an answer. It's a question.
All right, babies. Here it is. Real Ass Questions. You know how to do it. Facebook.com/LewisJGomezComedy. I'll post something in the morning of the show around 9 a.m. Ask your questions there, and we will fucking answer them on the show as honestly as possible. Also, you can go to GomezComedy.com and go to the contact section. Make sure you include Real Ass Questions in the subject line. Ask your questions there as well. Got a bunch of fucking great questions today. That's Dave Smith coming in right now, by the way. That's David Boy Smith coming in. We got some questions. Apparently, Shannon said you have to be awake. She's going to tell us
why. Does he do part of the problem today?
No, he does Mondays and Fridays.
Gotcha.
So, here it is, guys. Sorry. I should be more prepared for this as I'm trying to smoke more pot.
Ba-na-na-na-na.
Pot.
Zach, do you smoke?
Yeah.
He's been smoking on this show.
I didn't see him smoke. Did you smoke? I didn't see it happen.
I'm a little more subtle.
Yeah, okay. Maybe that's what it is.
I sneak away.
All right, here it is, guys. Here it is. All right, fuck yeah. All right, first question. Does Dave Smith really, really like Laura, or is he just for a piece of ass?
He seems to lie. I think he likes her.
He really likes her.
He really likes her. Yeah, I've known Dave since we were teenagers, like literally.
Is that when did you meet him?
Me and Dave were friends before we were comics.
He went to like a nice school, right? Like a... Didn't he go to like a prep school or something, and you probably went to like, you know, something else?
I didn't. I moved to New York City, and then we met.
Oh, okay.
And then we started.
Did you grow up originally?
Rockland County, right outside.
Did you grow up in Harlem?
I don't know.
Oh, you grew up in Rockland County, the suburbs.
Where did you meet him? Like, what city?
I met him in New York City. I was selling Comedy Club tickets, and I trained him on how to sell Comedy Club tickets.
And this was 1974.
Yeah, yeah. Things were different back
then.
Was
he a comic at that point or not?
None of us were comics. Oh. We were just fucking hanging. We were potheads. We were roommates, became roommates. He was there my first time at the comedy.
When was that? I want to have you on my show, and I want to go to like all of your younger years.
Yeah, you got actually for your show.
I think it'd be great.
Dude, you would love it.
I think it'd be great.
Like literally drop. I would say drop in right around when I was in a band, starting to produce shows when I was like 15, 16.
Yeah, because you're the type of mindset we want to like get into.
How many years after you did comedy did Dave start? Or was it
almost two, a little less than two?
Yeah,
you know. He ended up trying it once, like a year after I started, but then he chickened out. Anyway, real quick, Dave loves her. Anyway,
Dave used the word girlfriend. I heard that to actually use.
I would love. I want you and Alan Finn to come on my show and then debate.
I tried to make that happen. It's not going to happen.
I just don't care enough. Doesn't care enough. Alan Finn.
Let me ask.
I'm going to be shitty to him.
Don't be shitty to me. I want to have a business venture with you in Weekend Sex and Ralph Sutton.
I didn't even know Alan had an accent until Tim started doing the accent. He doesn't really have an accent,
but it just sounds better with Russian accent.
Yeah, it's fun.
Would you like to come to see a show at Greenwich? It's Tuesday, 3 p.m.
All right, let's do it.
It's a hot time for that show.
Here we go.
It's his best show of the week, Ralph.
Kristen Kennedy wants to know, how long until you started seeing the results or feeling different on the Real Ass Diet?
Within a few days, I think I remember you feeling like you came.
Oh, you'll feel
like
different. Like 2-3 days, you're gonna feel a lot different.
Yeah,
the difference in looks. You know, for me, my body changes very quick. So within
a week, really blow my mind with how quickly you fucking lose weight. It's
Kristen,
crazy.
If you want to get my it's called the Tim Ass Diet. You go to Boston Market and just you stay
Instagram.
There. When they start putting the lights on and off to let you know they're closing, you just go fuck you.
Yeah,
and then the cops come and get you every day. So that's the Tim Ass Diet.
Yeah, and you use newspapers as napkins.
There's no napkins, baby.
No napkins.
There's no napkins.
Your hand is your napkin.
Yeah, what are you going to
do? What do you need a napkin when God gave you this hand?
The idea of a napkin is taking nutrients off your body that could go in your mouth. That's not
I'm trying to absorb this grease into my pores.
Yes.
Why would I wipe it off my face?
Yes. You will pay for all nacho cheese on your hand. This will not, you will not take it home for free.
This is, you're going to see results pretty quickly. I mean, the truth is, if you're depleting the fucking carbs and the sugar, and you take out those seven things, which are sugar, bread, potatoes, rice, pasta, grains, and corn.
Dignity. And then you have...
You eat everything else, dude. But eat everything fucking else. Look, after this, I'm going to go get a burger. I'm going to get a burger with bacon, some guacamole, some cheese on it. I'm just not having a bun. I have it on the side. I have a dope-ass salad with it on the side. It's going to be delicious.
I like it.
You know, look, is it as good as a fucking...
You have a Real Ass Cookbook. What about a Real Ass Cookbook?
No, I was going to do a Real Ass App. But,
Real Ass App?
Yeah, Real Ass App.
Oh, you type. Nobody reads anymore, yeah.
Just type in what you want to eat, and it gives you the Real Ass version of it.
Oh, interesting.
Dope, right?
What is the Real Ass Ice Cream Sundae? I want to have a waffle sundae.
You want to have a waffle sundae?
Yeah. I'm just saying it's going to be challenging.
It's going to be off the beaten path of... we're going to be a little...
It's just Mickey Gall's cock. They just returned me a picture of Mickey Gall's bulge. They're like...
You want to have an ice cream sundae?
What would be the Real Ass version of it?
I mean, here's the thing. You would have options, right? So... There are sugar-free ice creams, right? So here's what you would have the option, okay? They would give you a recipe. They would give you an option to order. Like, you could order from Amazon, or you could order from a local restaurant or a delivery, right? Delivery service. So for that, the closest thing you would get, I mean, you would have to literally order sugar-free ice cream online. There's probably sugar-free waffles. I mean, like, if I had a guess
There's
right now,
a great high-protein ice cream right now. It's called Halo Top or something.
But is it made with stevia?
Is it great
for what it is.
You could eat stevia. Look, here's the truth, right? I got to be honest with you. You got to disconnect from the dessert side a little bit, of course, because that's what'll fuck you, right?
Yeah.
Look. There's sugar free chocolate. I fuck with it. I do a stevia cheesecake. But there's a recipe online that's out of control.
Yeah.
Delicious, dude. I mean, literally, I can make a cheesesteak, a cheesecake.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. It tastes really good. But if you're constantly going there,
you just make it with venison.
Yeah.
Are we pretending that doesn't sound great?
No, that's what I'm saying. You just make it with venison.
It's just a pile of pork. It's my cheesecake.
Yeah.
It's a Real Ass cheesecake.
It's like, it's a great cheesecake. It's just jerky in a food processor molded into a cheesecake. It tastes amazing. It's really good.
It's a little salty.
With some guacamole on top. And if somebody says, that doesn't look like a cheesecake, you punch them in the face.
You double leg
throat chop that bitch.
That's the workout. Every time somebody says, that's not a cheesecake.
You hit them.
You fight them. You're going to lose so much weight. Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
I'm with it.
Yeah, dude, you'll see pretty quick results, you know. But you can't I would say disconnect from desserts. Fruit, man, fruit your dessert.
Right. That, are you fine with like bananas and stuff?
You love it. I love bananas. You know what I do? You know what's really good?
Frozen bananas.
Dude, well, no,
I had a frozen banana mousse the other day with the dark chocolate and a little banana cake.
I cut up bananas and freeze them and put them in the food processor with a little bit of almond milk.
How many bananas would you have to would it take to make Mickey Gall's cock? Six?
No, I think one nice banana.
Oh, all right. Well, it's not as impressive.
You know what I do for my son? For my son, sometimes, right? I'll make.
Is he on the real ass diet?
I'll make banana pudding, right? I'll just take a banana, I'll fucking mix it up.
James's
fork,
birthday
really
cake
fast.
Is just like a big pile of fucking meat. Son, you're gonna eat this elk heart. I want cake. Everyone else has cake, Daddy. Shut your fat mouth. You're addicted to carbs, you fat fuck. Have this chorizo, Daddy. What a nice pot. You'll have your chorizo pop, and you'll like it. You'll like it.
We froze your own urine. Do you know how many nutrients are in your own urine?
Yeah. You're on paleo, James. The keto scale. He's just peeing on strips.
Yeah. All right. Next fucking question. Fuck you, Tim. Here it is. I'm sorry. How the fuck did I go up? All right. Probably have time for one more question, guys. Yeah, these aren't great questions today. I got to be honest with you guys. I think they'd be better.
Step it up.
Yeah. Brian Murray, have you guys decided on a show to take over for either of the dropped ones? Tim, can you snatch up Strangers while you're on your tour this time? The My Gosh Experience.
Yeah, I mean, can we snatch up Strangers if they've paid for tickets?
Yeah, there's limited room.
Yeah.
That'd
no,
be an
you
odd
know,
stranger.
If a stranger has coincidentally also bought a ticket for the tour on TimDillonComedy.com.
You just stop at bus stops?
Yeah, then you
Isn't it sold out?
It's one of them sold out. We're putting the next one up today. It's coming up today. It's Thursday. We're doing one Wednesday, June 14th, Thursday, June 15th. And listen, man, we're only selling like 48 tickets. It sells
Tim,
out like
how
an
do we
hour.
Make, how do we make this,
like
how do we make one of these part of Skankfest? If I rented the bus for another showing on Skankfest, and Skankfest pass holders could have it, would you do that?
100%.
How much is the bus to
it's
rent?
It's $1,000 for the bus. And then you sell tickets and you end up making like...
We're not selling tickets because Skankfest already sold out, but I think that'd be fucking cool.
I mean, it's an amazing thing, but you'd have to figure out... It's tough to get these buses on the weekend. It's tough to get them during the day. It's tough to get them on the weekend because that's when these fucking companies are doing the most business. Okay. That's why I got to do a weekday night. So it's very hard. Unless that's why, you know, I was thinking about doing it during Skankfest.
We'll talk. Okay.
I don't want Michelle Wendt on it. If you keep her off.
She, as long as she's not on fucking...
Jesus Christ.
Trying to fucking get a musical on the bus.
Ugh.
Yeah. The other question was... A show to take over. We're talking to a few shows.
You said two shows dropped. What two shows?
Well, we dropped one. Did we drop two?
Shame on.
Which one?
Chuck Zito.
Oh, Chuck Zito. Never really started, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked his first episode where he interviewed a cannoli. I thought it was a good... You know what I mean? It was very interesting. I thought it was good. A lot of people...
This week on Zito.
This week on Talking Zito, I will interview Steak Pizzaiola. And some of my other Italian
this
friends
week,
in a near death.
On Zito, we're going to be talking about how Italy looks like a boot.
We're going to be taking live calls on this pre-recorded podcast because I don't understand the concept of space and time.
Shannon, the episode title is Gelato is for Fags. That's the episode. I don't care what we talk about. That's the title. You stupid bitch. Come over here. Let me beat the shit out of you.
Dude, Ralph, you never told the story about...
No, never.
You can tell it. Fuck it.
It's too long of a story for right now.
No, it's not that long. It's quick.
Okay, really quickly.
It's so funny.
After he... it was obvious that he wasn't going to be on the network because, like Jazak just pointed out, he didn't understand we couldn't take live calls.
Look, he was a nice guy. He didn't want a podcast.
He didn't want a podcast.
And Michelle, who's our friend who was producing the show, she was working on a reality show with him, and she convinced him to do a podcast. The whole process, it was like pulling teeth to get him to try to do this. And that's not a bad thing. That doesn't make him a bad person.
Not at all.
It just makes him, he's like most other people. They don't want to come and do this. You have to be passionate about this.
And he definitely did not want to come in my house. He hated the neighborhood.
Yeah, there's a lot of rigmarole involved.
There's a lot of rigmarole. Yeah. He hated everything about it. And then after we spent considerable time and resources building everything, And agree.
He didn't know what a podcast was. He's like, is that where you punch a woman and she doesn't call the cops because she respects you? No, it's an online radio show.
Time out. When do I get to punch this woman? Michelle told me I could punch a woman if I showed up at this place.
Why is everybody so crazy about this shit?
And
I can get a sponsor for punching a woman. Time out. You tell me they're going to pay me to punch women.
We owed him a couple $100. I forget what it was. I don't remember how much
something
it was.
Something like that. We were paying him per episode, yeah, X amount of dollars.
And so Michelle emailed us about that it's over, it's not happening, blah, 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 and that we got to pay him X amount of dollars. And I emailed her back, where would His Royal Highness like the check? And he did not find that amusing at all.
No, because he was CC'd.
He was CC'd. And
he was CC'd on the email to Ralph.
Which, by the
Ralph
way,
didn't realize.
Michelle, like an idiot, doesn't fucking send you a private email. You know what I mean? Like,
so then he emailed me immediately off the chain saying he was going to come get the money directly from me.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That's a threat.
It was a threat. It definitely was a threat. And I decided, he's probably going to come hit me. I'm going to let him hit me, and I'm going to film it and just make it part of this is just going to happen. It was going to be on a Monday, and I said, just come around 8:30 because my show starts at 9.
Yeah.
And he just was sending back one-word answers that he was coming to come. I'll be there. What did he say?
Fag.
This kike owes me money. I'm going to go fuck him up. I hope there's a woman there because I'm going to kick the shit out of her.
Samantha.
I swear to God.
If there's not a woman, I'm not going to be able to get warmed up. That's going to make me even more angry.
I got to get something for practice. Send me my $200. I can buy my girlfriend Band-Aids, please. Need to buy my girlfriend some gauze.
Shannon was very excited to watch me get punched in the face.
He wouldn't go on Twitter. You know, he quit Twitter because remember War Machine, that MMA fighter?
Yeah.
After he beat the shit out of his girlfriend?
Yeah.
Almost killed her. Like,
I'm only saying all this because I feel like he'll never hear it. Like,
no, he has no idea how to start a podcast.
Yeah, he has no idea how to listen to these. Yeah.
I would never say this. I mean, even a little shit.
I really mean that.
He's trying to figure out how to call in right now.
He's in a payphone.
He's starting with all ones, then 1-1-1-1-2.
He's going to get us eventually. Some cop's like, that phone doesn't work. He just punches her in the face.
Fucking stupid wop.
Yeah.
So when War Machine beat the shit out of his chick because he caught her in bed with another dude.
Sure.
TMZ comes up to Chuck Zito.
It's shocking that a guy named War Machine would kind of act like that.
So,
more than a guy named Chuck Zito would have something to say about
it.
So TMZ comes up to Chuck Zito and they're like, oh, what do you think about War Machine beating the shit out of his girlfriend? So Chuck Zito's like, oh, you know, I can't say if I found my wife in bed with another man that I wouldn't do the same.
Yeah.
You know, just being honest.
Sure.
So TMZ runs with it, and then he starts getting like death threats from women's groups, and like, so his agent was like, "Dude, you got to just fucking get off Twitter."
This isn't for you.
Yeah, so he got out of social media. So there was no
way to promote the show.
There was no way to promote the show. So it was a challenge for us. We were like working with a PR agent. We were like, you know, working to get him on like, you know, bigger platforms to kind of launch this show.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to do anything. He bailed on Anthony Cumia last minute. Like, you know, that's like.
He didn't want one of the smaller ones.
Care.
He didn't want to interview guests. He just wanted to do.
I don't really think he wants anything. I think he just wants to go to dinner with his friends.
Yeah.
I get it. Who wants to relearn everything at fucking 60 or whatever?
The best part was when he did it. Vinny Pastore was his second.
Dude, he's never going to get to what he had, which is sitting on the Stearns thing.
Right.
Where, like, I don't care how good of a podcast you are. You'll never get to what that was. So fucking let that
be. Let me tell you something. Here's why I like the idea of it. Because he was almost an interesting character to deal with.
Sure, if he did.
Because he was a fringe
celebrity.
If he
was slightly more enthusiastic, I would have loved
that. He could have had a huge show. You look at somebody like, And she's a bigger, it's a different type of thing. But like that chick, Anna Faris, has a huge podcast now, right? She was like, she's a celebrity, she's a comedic actress, but it was very strange for her to have a podcast.
Yeah.
It was almost like, why does she have a podcast? That's kind of weird. And she did, and it's very successful.
Yeah.
So that was almost the thing with Chuck. I was like, it would be weird that Chuck Zito would have a podcast.
I grabbed her by the throat. First thing I did.
The title of every episode.
I grabbed her by the throat. I said, this is me, Anna Faris. Don't fucking look at me that way.
Oh, you think you're going to pass me on the iTunes charts, Anna Faris? He's just fighting other podcasters.
Who are these dope queens? I swear to Christ. Let me get my hands on them. Chucky Zito.
All right, look. Let's fucking out.
Today on Talking Zito, a lasagna.
He was out-debated by a lasagna.
Yeah.
Today on Talking Zito, do you respect your grandma? Because I do.
Yeah.
All right, look, this is a great show today, man. Thank you so much. Tim Dillon.
Thanks
Tim,
for having me.
Tim J. Dillon on Twitter. I am Ralph Sutton on Twitter. Zach is not
Tim J. Dillon
on
Instagram.
Twitter.
Instagram's a new thing.
Yeah. Are you not doing the twits?
I'm doing Twitter, but Instagram, I've had 5,000 Twitter followers for 3 years. It's like there's nowhere to go.
Anymore, really.
Twitter's done. It's like there's nowhere to go.
I'm growing. I grow exponentially.
On Twitter?
Yeah.
On Twitter?
I'm almost at 20K, baby.
Oh, good for you.
Keep that space. Listen, Instagram's a shit. Where are you on Instagram?
Like 9, 10.
You gotta keep building Instagram, man. Twitter's done. I'm telling you.
I'm not sitting in the dark. Not doing it. Are you fucking crazy? I'm doing it.
Although
thanks for listening. Thank you for listening. We'll check you guys next week. Realize Podcast.
Peace.
That's all.